Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Ho! And welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports. I am your host, Rod, chilling in the building. As always, got my co-host here, Jay Triz Nizzle. What's going on, bro?
What's up, motherfucking? What's going on?
Chilling.
What's up?
We in the house, man. Getting us. It's gonna rain like it's Mayweather. Good music. Yay weather. Bunk bed bitches.
Let's get them.
As always, man, Ballsy Sports is the premium sports podcast of the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. Thank you for all y'all people that pay and continue to pay to hear us talk this random shit. Especially y'all that show up live and get our opinions on these stories. It's fun. And, one of the things I noticed, we do seem to be right a lot. Just saying. We do seem to be right a lot. So, make sure you guys, continue to do that, man.
I was going to say, no disrespect to the people that don't listen live. I know everybody got different schedules.
Yeah, people got jobs and shit.
But to the ones that, do listen live, y'all fun as hell, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all definitely, make it worth doing. And especially those that email in, leave comments, all that shit. That's the shit that makes it fun, honestly.
Yep.
We need to play our song though. You know what? Let's play the soulful version, man. Okay. You know, for the days. Take it back to the old school. To the new school.
You see, Dad, it's not just superficial. I'm in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Cheesy Charlie's, baby.
Down to the bottom where you can't find me.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about balls deep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. In love, baby. Talking about balls deep.
Girl, I'm going deep.
My balls deep. In love,
I wanna have sex
with your personality. Try hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make a south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just a tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen, with your big ass nose and your wrinkly bald head now.
Still wearing loop earrings.
It's 2014, nigga. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. Thank you, Scottie Pippen, you son of a bitch.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Ladies.
Ooh, yeah.
They should have a breakdown with just the song, just the instrumental part.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, baby. When I told you that I couldn't be around anymore, I lied. I never meant to hurt you so bad. Them niggas always apologizing in 99.
That's a big ass dude.
We don't even know what they did wrong. They could have gave her herpes. When I said that you was the one, I was wrong. You the only one.
Why was they begging so hard? Like it's.
Mm-hmm. They did something.
But I bet they looking at R&B singers now like, damn, why wasn't groupies like that when I was out singing?
Damn, girl.
You know how many times I wanted to be like, fuck this bitch in my song?
When I fucked your sister at the Christmas party, I was wrong. But now I'm back because she left me. And I'm ready to make it work. And finally take care of our three kids.
And hers, too.
And her two kids that we had. So hopefully you open up your heart to them, too.
Because they're your niece and nephew.
But we're going to act like they ours.
They can call me Uncle Daddy.
Yeah. Girl, when you caught me sucking your brother's dick in the closet, and you said, I didn't know you was gay, well, I'm just on the down low. Mm.
I didn't know I was gay either. That's why I was so low.
But I'm back now. You can trust me.
I'm only gonna suck his dick on Christmas.
It was just, I was just giving him a present.
He not invited to Thanksgiving.
Meanwhile, you got niggas in the background like, ooh.
Two stepping, snapping their fingers.
Ooh. That was back in the day. They don't do that no more. Now everybody fucking your girl. Everybody. And R&B singers, everybody. It's Mr. Fuck Your Girl. And when I come to your city, I'm gonna fuck your girl. I'm like, I ain't taking her to this concert, nigga.
Hey, you a broke nigga too. Look at this broke. See me.
Right. He's singing on the stage like, broke ass nigga, barely afford these tickets and I'm gonna fuck you backstage right now. Come on, girl. Come on.
Yeah, you girl. You.
You right there.
Yes, you. You with the 36 inches. Yes, bitch. Yes, you.
And when he goes outside to get that drink, meet me backstage and go, fuck you, girl. Come on, man. I'll be like, damn. Can't even play this shit for my woman.
He gonna fuck her through the music.
Yeah, you hit the play on the Trey songs. He's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Wait, Tracy, was that you? Right. Was that you, Tracy?
Right. Hey, yo, girl going home with me. I'm about the niggas rapping on R&B songs now and shit. Barely singing. Yo, girl going home with me. I'm about to fuck her in the ass. About to go boss deep. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Rod from Charlotte, NC. Listen to the car. Don't try to turn this down. Turn it back up. I'm going to turn it right now. Come on, man. Calm down, please.
She coming home to you.
Right.
And you wiped up.
Right. You like, dick, this used to be what rappers did. Now, the R&B niggas fucking your bitch, man. She got my name tattooed on her arm. Like, that's because she's just a fan. What's wrong with you, man? Why? You fucking my girl?
Wait, we got the same name.
Yeah, I'm going to come to your wedding and dance with her. Like, damn. Damn, I hate R&B now, man. I had to listen to this old shit where they was begging.
Talk radio, man.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they was begging about. I'm sorry I fucked all them fans, girls, but.
It made Fox News sound just a little bit better after you, after you listen to an R&B singer rap your name out of the song about how he did your girl.
Yeah, man. It was some Trey song. I can't even remember what it was. I want to say
that. Mr. Fuck You Girl?
I want to say it was like, but it was 2 Chainz on it. So it didn't really have nothing to do with fucking your girl. But then he like started with like, it's Mr. Fuck Your Girl. I was like, damn. It's nowhere safe. What is shit?
I can't even go take her to see your movie. Right. Why you got them show up at the premiere or something?
Right, dog. I paid for these tickets. What are you doing right now?
Leave my woman alone.
Hey, let me see if I can find this shit.
You know, I had to save up for that wedding ring. That was 3 months pay.
Yeah, I think it's this one.
You know we had to do the remix, right? DJ Drama.
Yeah, baby, you know, I just thought I'd get you the tickets to this concert, you know, but hey, we're going to talk after the show. Let me just shut up and let him play the music. Nigga, what? Oh, babe, we gotta go. I just wanted to like dance to some R&B tonight. I didn't know. I mean, they wasn't doing that back in the day. Like, you never went to a Bobby Womack concert who would steal your girl, but he wouldn't sing about it. He had the decency to like let you have some dignity in front of your woman, man.
Yep.
Nigga's just like, I'm gonna steal your girl. Ain't take your ticket money.
Temptations wasn't singing about that.
I'm gonna spend your ticket money on your bitch.
Lionel Richie wasn't singing about that. He had white and black women in his show.
He wasn't up in there talking about stealing your girl. He might dance on the ceiling. You know what I mean? You might do that song that they love in Africa that all night long.
Prince wasn't out here talking about how he was gonna steal your woman, and he had all the women.
And Lionel Richie was talking about dancing all night long.
Yup.
Now niggas be like, I'm gonna fuck your girl all night long in the ass all night long on your bed. No, nigga, on your bed. Anyway,
damn shame.
We I guess we should start with the emails. They have nothing to do with nothing, but we got a couple emails this week from fans. Thank you everybody to send an email in. Balls Deep Next 10 Up. This is from my man Nail. He says, what up, Balls Deep crew?
What's up, dog?
Did y'all know the TNT Inside the NBA crew have a weekly show called Open Court that they are on weekly?
I've seen it a few times.
I haven't seen it. Man, this is news to me. I can't get enough of Shaq, Charles, Kenny, and Ernie. They are hilarious. Well, last week, the topic of the show was called Next 10 Up. In 1996, we know the NBA named it the 50 Greatest Players. What the inside the NBA crew was debating about was who would be the next 10 to get into that elite group. Here's a link to the 10 they nominated.
I appreciate you when y'all give links.
Yeah. Now that's a video. I gotta see how long it is, see if we can play it. You know, hopefully it's kind of short, but take a second to load. You know, NBA, they don't got the most money like the NFL. So it might be a few minutes. Oh, 4 minutes. See if we can play it.
They don't even have advertisements.
Speaking of lists, here's our list. Tim Duncan.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Yes.
Allen Iverson.
Yep. Yes.
Kevin Garnett.
Yep. Yes.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Yep.
No.
Dominique Wilkins.
Yep. Yes.
How was he not on the original?
Yep.
Yeah, he wasn't on the original. Chris Webber.
Yep.
Yes.
No.
That's nine.
Chris Webber.
Now we've got.
See, that's because they work with that nigga. I probably would put like Paul Pierce above Chris Webber. Chris Webber ain't never won no rings.
He ain't won shit. He won a thing.
And it seemed like he retired with like some good years left. Like he could have put up some 10 and 5 for like 2 more years, padded them stats.
Kevin Durant and D-Wade.
See, I think it's no disrespect.
Kevin Durant and D-Wade is what it comes down to.
No.
Now, if you take Chris Webber out.
What? You don't even have to put either one of them on there.
Oh, you wouldn't put D-Wade or Kevin Durant on the list or top 50 ever?
I think Jason Kidd go before them. Because they're looking at LeBron really.
Is Jason Kidd already on the list? See, now I need to know the list. Fuck.
Because LeBron the only really current player. You know what I'm saying? Kobe been in the league so long, I could see him. Kobe had years against Jordan.
I'm kind of shocked that Kobe wasn't on the top 50 at the time. I guess.
It was a rookie.
96, man. It was just too early to call.
Wasn't
to
he a rookie first year?
I guess. Let's see, 96. So
Kid came in at like 94, maybe.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Nate Archibald. Oh, you know what this is, though? Okay. This might sound weird to some people, but the way I do these lists, there's a ton of people I wouldn't put on this list. Only because I haven't seen them play. And I don't ever really talk. You'll notice when you hear the show, I don't really talk about players I haven't seen play. I know a lot of other like sports people do that shit, but if I haven't seen you play, I can't vouch for shit. You know what I mean? So there's a ton of people I didn't get to see play enough, or I didn't get to see play at all, that I can't vouch for. Nate Archibald, Paul Arizin.
So it don't count if you played with them on NBA Live?
It don't count for me. I mean, everybody got their different thing, but like, you know, I can make fucking anybody good on NBA Live. You know what I'm saying? So Rick Barry, Dave Bing, I barely remember. Bob Cousy, Dave Cowens, Dave DeBuscher. Yeah, there's a lot of people I wouldn't put on my top 50, and that's no disrespect. I'm not saying they're not top 50. I just didn't get to see them. You know what I mean? Pistol P. Maravich. Not Pistol P. Yeah, there's Pistol P. Yeah, I mean, I only seen like a documentary on him. So, yeah, I'm not the best person to ask for this. Lenny Wilkins. That nigga was good.
Yeah, he got rings, dog.
I didn't know that. So, yeah, I'm not the guy to ask. So, I'm gonna have to say, I can't take it from that angle. So, let's just look at it, the 10 they came up with. I would just take out Chris Webber. Wait, you took out Chris Webber. You put the 10 they came up with. Hold on, let me see something. Did they take him out?
But I think it's Kevin Durant, Chris Webber.
We're not going in order. You're not going to.
Oh, I thought we were going
to. No, there's no order, right? There's no.
But Kevin Durant shouldn't be like he's fighting for that last spot.
Yeah, but he ain't got no championship. That's what I said earlier. Championship. You take the guy with the championships.
Well, I'm saying him and.
No, it's not like
that. We're talking about.
We've got 11 names.
Kevin Durant and D-Wade.
We have 11 names in 10 spots. So somebody on that list is going to have to step aside.
Yeah, so
who's Shaq on the original list?
Shaq. Let me see. I don't see Shaq on here. Let me see. Nope, I don't see him.
So then Shaq go like Shaq on that list. I'm taking Dirk off. Shaq on that list.
Taking Karl Malone off.
Yeah, I'm putting.
Well, Dirk's not on the list.
No, I'm talking about on the new list.
List.
Shaq
not
on the old one. Shaq has to be on the new one because they put Bob McAdoo on the new one.
Yeah, that is weird. So
you got to put Shaq on there.
Where is Shaq on this shit? Because he's not on the list of the 10 they came up with. And then
if he's not on the old
on the NBA joint, I don't see his name on here.
Yeah, if he's not on the old one, then he has to be on the new one because they said the next 10 that should be.
Oh, no, he's on here. He's on here. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's on here. All right.
Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was the other name.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Is Jason Kidd on here? Because it's not in alphabetical order or anything. Let me see. Fine. Nope, there's a kid not on here.
So a kid.
Yeah, I put kid on there. all right, so let me finish playing a segment and shit.
I'm going with Kevin Durant.
Go back on your word.
Kevin Durant makes it.
Kevin Durant makes it. Over D-Wade. Yes.
I would say
I'm going Durant.
Since they're still in the league and you're talking about what they're doing and what they've done in this 10-year stretch and they're still in the league. One's not out. You know, they still in. One has won, what, three championships?
Three championships,
and the other has won zero. Let me tell you I'm going with the guy. Because winning matters. Let I'm going with the guy who won championships.
Let me ask you a question, though. What's the difference between...
Of course, Charles speaks up. Because he ain't winning no title.
He got
Kevin Durant and Bob McAdoo.
Bob McAdoo got a ring.
He didn't win it till he went to the Lakers.
That's okay. He still got one.
But I'm saying, all those years he was leading the league and scoring, his teams weren't great.
They weren't, but he did it for like 10, 11
MVP
years.
But I'm saying.
He was MVP.
Durant's won one MVP, and Bob McAdoo won all those scoring titles in Buffalo. And I'm not hating on Bob, but I'm saying their resume is going to be the same.
Right, I agree.
But I'm saying, Bob McAdoo, he came off the bench for the Lakers. I'm just trying to argue his point. Like, Kevin Durant is doing exactly.
Everybody got quiet as shit. That's funny.
I bet if you look at the numbers, Kevin Durant's numbers probably better than Bob McAdoo's. And so, that to me, like, you got to give Kevin a little bit of credit.
We can't have a little
guy.
I'm just saying,
I would say
winning championships to me is hard to
say. I would say Bob McAdoo. Bob didn't win his championship until he went to the Lakers.
Oh, okay, so
all those years he was
winning. Won one.
All I'm saying, all those years when he won MVP and he was leading the league and scored, they wasn't winning championships in Buffalo.
So, Reggie and I, you were reading my mind because I think here's the only fair thing to do. We were trying to narrow this down to the Knicks.
Why didn't they invite, because Chris Webber and can't bring up the Heat win one? Or Alex Iverson? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Other people on the list, they win.
We've got a list of 11 right here. And when you leave the office today, you leave the studio today with your list of the 11. You can cross out whoever you want, and then you'll have 10.
Okay,
and
you moderate.
Do the same thing. And you can decide. Cause, I mean, how do you exclude one of these guys at this point, unless you think, no, that's not a bad idea, the good idea. We need to have 10.
We need to have 10.
Yeah, Ernie.
Make it.
Okay.
Ernie,
okay.
You know why? Because we started the show with who we left off on the 50.
All right.
And we left guys off.
So somebody's going to get left off.
Somebody's
going
to get left
off. So we're going through the list one last time.
I'm just going to do this.
We're going through the list.
I'm going to give you a hug. Come here.
Oh, Reggie stood up to give Chris Webber a hug because he's about to take him off the list. Oh.
You ain't hugging me for getting off the list.
Come on, man.
Well, there you go. Come
on,
give him a hug, man.
Oh, Reggie, I hate you, you fucking corny piece of shit. Oh.
Because these had to be unanimous, and now it's not unanimous on C-Web. That means KD and D-Wade join the list of the 10.
That's mine.
And you know what? I think we had another great idea. See, Webb, I'm sorry.
Say,
oh, he hugged Ernie, though.
Ernie, cool as shit, man.
Thanks for voting.
He hugged Reggie. Ernie the man.
That's it for this edition of Open Court.
But yeah, man. It's funny. That's what they did. That's what we said. So I guess that's right. He says, I agree with 9 out of 10, but I feel Jason Kidd should make it over Kevin Durant. What about you, Justin?
Yeah.
Over Durant?
I didn't even know the email and I had already said Kidd.
Yeah, so.
Durant not even on my list.
Oh, okay. All right. And no disrespect to him. Jason Kidd has a championship. He was one of the best rebounding point guards ever. He carried the Nets to 2 NBA finals and was a key component to the Dallas team where he won his only ring. That would be my team. What 10 do you guys think should make it?
It's hard to remember so many players. I like a majority of their list, but Kidd would make the list. He would be the 10th man, like, out of the list as constructed.
Well, for me, I would just take Bob McAdoo off because I didn't watch him. And now I can put Kidd and Durant and Wade on it. I'll take Weber off. That's how I would do my list.
I would.
I don't count niggas. If I'm no offense to Bob McAdoo, any of these dudes. If I ain't see you play, I'm not gonna shit on your career, but I'm also not gonna give it too many props because I didn't see it. If I ever find time to like sit down, look at footage and shit, maybe I could do it then.
Now, see, I'm putting Kidd in that 10 spot, but I'm taking McAdoo off too. But I'm putting Vince Carter in though.
He had some more names too. He was one of the best rebounding point guards ever. He carried the Nets to two finals MVPs and was a key component to Dallas. Yeah. What teams you got? So he said, here's a list of names they suggested before he narrowed it down to 10. So you would put Vince Carter in over Kevin Durant still?
Yeah.
Man, I think Kevin Durant is really, really, really good to the point where, I mean, he took his team further than Vince Carter's ever taken his team. I don't know.
Nope.
That's
Vince
close to
the finals.
Nets. Yeah, with Dallas.
And with the Nets.
Wait,
It was Vince Carter, Jason Kidd. And,
that was Vince Carter? I thought that was Richard Jefferson.
He was on that squad.
What?
Yep.
I thought he got there afterwards.
Nope. He was on that squad, and they should have went back and didn't. No, matter of fact, they went 2 years in a row, didn't they? The Nets went 2 years in a row.
They lost to the Spurs and the Detroit. They lost to the Spurs and
the Lakers, I think.
Yeah, the Lakers. They got swept, but I'm pretty sure Vince wasn't on those teams.
I'm telling you, he was on them.
All right, let me look this shit up. Damn.
But Vince got to go on that list. And even outside, even if he didn't make the finals, but he did make it, he still changed the game to the point where you was like, just like how Jordan changed the game and had people back interested in the NBA. Mm-hmm. At that time, Vince did that. He helped do that. And for a team like the Nets, like, come on, son. The Nets. Was anybody ever looking for the Nets till Vince got there? Even Toronto. He made Toronto a franchise that nobody was looking for.
Yeah, he wasn't on this. He wasn't on the 2003 NBA Finals. That was Kerry Kittles, Kenyon Martin, Richard Jefferson, Lucius Harris, Rodney Rogers, Aaron Williams, Jason Collins, Kim Mutombo, Anthony Johnson, Brian Skilling, and Tamar Slay.
He was on the next one.
Let me see. So that was the one they lost to the Spurs. Let me see.
And look at that team Kidd took to the
I know. Oh, no. I think Kidd should be on the list, too. Like I said, I'm not even going to argue it. I think he's, in my opinion, like the second greatest point guard I've ever seen in my life. You know, right at the Magic. Kidd was just ridiculous for a long time. Like, the defense was ridiculous. He couldn't shoot, but people concentrated too much on that, man. Like, honestly.
He shoot well enough. Like he can come to the gym and bust, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like, damn, will he miss?
So that was 2002. Okay, so let's see. 2002 NBA Finals. Spurs played the Nets. Where are my rosters at?
I thought that's the one you just did.
Nah, I did 2003 first. So if he wasn't there that year, you know he wasn't there the year before. But
was that the year he left?
I want to say he was there after this
because he left and went to where? Orlando.
I don't know where he went to after he left. Let's see. This team had Brandon Armstrong, Jason Collins, Derek Dow, Steve Goodrich, Lucius Harris, Richard Jefferson, Anthony Johnson, Jason Kidd, Kerry Kittles, Todd McCullough, Donnie Marshall, Kenyon Martin, Brian Scalabrine, Reggie Slater, Keith Van Horn, and Aaron Williams. Yeah, no Vince Carter.
Damn, I could have sworn he was on those teams. He came right out the name go.
Yeah,
I'm
going to say,
on that list, though.
See, for me personally, man, you know what, though? I'm tripping. Yeah, I would have to put Vince on there over KD. But I would only do it because of the dunk contest and the highlights and shit, too.
And what he did.
Because that's part of playing. Like, I was thinking to myself, like, in my mind, I made this weird barrier. Like, well, being an icon of dunking and shit, that don't mean nothing about winning. But honestly, man, like, that shit, remember that dunk he had in the fucking Olympics?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. And look what he did in the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, I can't take that away from Vince. Like, if you were telling me, if I started talking about the greatest 60 players of all time, Vince would, I would probably bring up Vince.
And I can't remember now if Garnett was on that video clip. But, and Garnett and Pierce. Ray Allen.
Well, yeah, Kevin Garnett was on the list of just 10 that they said they would add.
Yeah, Ray Allen.
They didn't have Ray Allen.
One of the pure shooters in the game.
They didn't have Ray Allen,
for
man.
For a million years. His name is Jesus.
Who would you take off then? For Ray Allen? Dirk?
Yeah, did he even, I said no to him too when they said his name. But yeah, did they list Chris Paul? Because I hope they
did. No, they didn't.
Okay, good.
So would you take off Dirk for Ray Allen?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Tim Duncan, the only one I might would keep out of the
big man Dirk, listed. Dirk statistically is ridiculous. And then he got the championship. So I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying Dirk not good. I can't ball.
No, I'm not just
and
saying
he's
that.
7 feet and can shoot like that?
Yeah, I'm not just saying that. I'm saying he is definitively better than Ray Allen.
But like, nope, I can't see it.
Ray Allen, when he was carrying his teams, they were never going to the finals, dog. Like,
they would go to the conference finals. They would go to like
right,
Western
but Dirk
conference.
Took his team to an NBA finals, dog. Like,
but he had Kidd on that squad.
Yeah, no disrespect to him, but I mean,
it's not like he did it by himself. Ray Allen went to the Western Conference Finals,
but he did it leading the team in scoring. He did it leading the team in scoring. It's different. Ray Allen did the shit
with the Sonics by himself. That's yeah.
No, I'm talking about Nowitzki. He got an NBA championship winning, leading the team in scoring.
I'm saying Ray Allen did it, winning
Finals MVP. Ray Allen didn't do it to that level, so I gotta give it to Dirk, man.
Ray for me, man. And,
I know what you're saying, like,
and I still will pick Paul Pierce too. Somebody had to come off that list for Paul Pierce.
Damn, man, your list all crazy now.
Cause Paul Pierce got the greatest old man.
Who you taking off for Paul Pierce?
Multiple rings. I had to hit a list again, but it's other
Tim
names.
Duncan, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe not coming off.
LeBron James.
I'm not taking LeBron off.
Dominique Wilkins.
He wasn't on the first 50?
Nope.
Damn. I know. The first 50 list.
He was the biggest snub. He was the biggest snub. I don't remember when it happened.
Dominique got to stay.
Kevin Garnett?
Actually, I would take Paul Pierce over Garnett. Didn't he win one without Garnett?
No. But he went to...
The first one, he didn't win without Garnett.
Mm-mm. No,
I'm gonna put a Starbuck on that name. I got to see the rest of the names.
So. Dirk, who you already
Dirk
took
gone.
Off for Ray Allen.
Dirk gone.
Yeah, you took off Dirk for Ray Allen though.
Yep, that's fine. He gone.
So Ray Allen.
Yep.
Allen Iverson.
Not. I can't fuck with Iverson.
Bob McAdoo.
Yeah, he gone.
And
that's who Kidd taking.
That's who Kidd's spot was.
Yep.
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, he gone. He ain't on my list.
Is it out of pure hate or is it
Paul
like,
Pierce.
Hey, is it out of pure hate or is it just, like, you don't like him? I mean, or is it cause statistically he's just not that good?
He not that good.
Okay. Hey, Kevin.
But then I hate him. Yes, I hate.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to argue with three rings. It's hard to argue with three rings.
Come on, man.
And he had that. He set the record in the finals for the like most points and shit.
Come on, man.
Like, it's hard to argue them three rings.
It's three rings, two with LeBron,
and one with Shaq.
Come on.
I know,
man.
But that's, still.
No.
Kobe got three with Shaq.
Right. You know what three I mean? Without him. Two without him. And two without him.
Yeah, I'm like I said, it's just hard to argue against the three rings.
And for the record, I always say that Shaq got three with Kobe.
Here's the thing though. I'm not going to shit on Dwayne Wade like he wasn't doing shit. He was killing for two of them runs. It was only the third run that was one of them like, I don't know if they should dap you up the fastest after this game. Like, you might want to go dap up LeBron before he finds you. You know what I mean? Like, when you win, you need to go find him and hug his neck. Like, oh, man, we did it. The first time, it was like almost as equals. Like, we did it together. The second time, it's like, thank you for doing this for me, man.
Yep. So he only got two rings, and Paul Pierce got how many?
Or two? Ray Allen only got, what, two?
They got him.
And he never been anybody's MVP of nothing.
Ray got more now because he won the rings with in Miami, and he get the same credit?
No. You just said that the whole argument against Dwayne Wade was that you take away the credit.
Well, you was counting one of, but Ray, you was counting one of, Wade's. I don't respect Wade's game, so.
Alright, we have to move on. I can't do this. This is crazy.
But we do agree that before you put some of those other guys on there, you at least got to mention Paul Pierce.
Yeah, yeah.
In that conversation.
Steve Nash?
Nah.
Yeah, me neither. I don't respect anyone that don't play defense. I don't give a fuck how good you are. You don't play defense, what the fuck? That's half the game.
Yep.
You know, niggas out here like, but I got these buckets though. It's like, but what about the other side?
Yep.
Damn. That's why you ain't win shit, man. Yo, get hurt picking up luggage ass. Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady. No, not no. Tracy McGrady.
No,
not only no, but hell no.
Nah.
Come on, man. Couldn't even out the first round, man.
Nope. Mister, he got cut from baseball in the first round.
Hey, this nigga said, that nigga said it feels so good to be out the first round when they was up 3-1 on Detroit and they lost. Oh, man, T-Mac. Oh.
He was talking shit against the Bucks, too.
I always hate T-Mac, though, because, and this is so petty. But I'll always have an agenda against T-Mac because of the message boards back in damn like 2001, 2002, when niggas was trying to say he was better than Kobe. I was like,
yep.
I used to be on them message boards every day. Wake up in that morning like, who you finna try better than me? Ooh, no, ain't me. Caps. I used to wake up banging on them keyboards. Oh, I saw T-Mac only had 16 last night. Mm-hmm. Niggas be like, he played with Shaq, he would have had 3 rings. He would have had 4 rings.
Nope. They wouldn't have made it out the
first round. They would have made it out the first round.
Because Shaq did need Kobe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they needed Kobe.
Man, they re-aired this episode. I don't have NBA TV no more. I need to look into that. The jokes and punchlines are worth watching. Anyways, that's it, y'all. Have a great weekend and curse the Dallas Cowboys. Peace.
No, I want Romo to do well this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, on my fantasy league team, Romo need to continue balling out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all Justin care about. He don't care about them Redskins anymore.
Fuck them Washington team.
Mm-hmm.
Till they change their name, or I quit playing fantasy football. Whichever come first.
Nail writes in, "What's going on, fellas? I haven't emailed in a minute, but I've been listening. I try not to write you when I don't have anything worthwhile to contribute, so that's why I've been laying low. Nothing wrong with that, brother." But you guys have held it down as always. Just wanted to ask you a question about this weekend, Jameis. I'm not sure if you guys caught any of the interviews Jimbo Fisher has done about the autograph situation or the university investigation, but he has been extremely supportive of Jameis to the point where he has alienated a lot of people. I wanted to know what you guys thought of Jimbo and how he's defending Jameis.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Like I've been saying for weeks, Jameis got to leave college.
Mm-hmm.
And shit keep happening. By Jimbo doing this, he trying to say, please stay like you said you would.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way to make that happen, is to show him support. If you keep suspending him half a game, a whole game, or whatever you're doing, he definitely gone. He ain't got to put up with this.
His name is Jimbo. All right. I think that should explain everything. I mean, who the fuck is this dude without Jameis? He got to defend him.
Yep.
Also, the university at large has been defending him. The way that they tamper with the case, you know, like this is a systematic defense of the kid. And I wish it came from a more earnest place, but I feel like they just protecting their money and their investment because they know at this point, if something happens to Jameis, they got to vacate all the wins, including that Heisman and that fucking championship.
Yep. It got to go.
So you got to fight on this lie.
But he also want him to stay, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, well, I have to think about that.
You become Roy and PJ Harrison.
I'm not convinced that these coaches, that these universities wouldn't be able to get the kids to stay by just keep getting them in trouble. Like, I'm not sure that them getting in trouble makes the kid leave. I think sometimes you might be able to keep them staying another year. Like, oh, your stock is dropping. Maybe if you come back and play another year and don't get in trouble, then you can go to the NFL the next year and your stock will go back up.
Nope. It's somebody else in his ear telling him that if he perform in the combine, he'll still go 1 or 2.
That's cool. I'm just trying to give, you know, like I said, it's just a thought I've been having. I'm not saying that's 100% what it is, but it's just something I've been thinking about. What if, you know, what if that's what it is? Like, what if we won't see until the next couple of years if this even works.
And the previous example, the most recent history I will have to give is Cam Newton. Like, if he
didn't miss any games. Cam didn't You know what I mean? Jameis missed a game this year.
Well, what I'm saying is that Cam's name would have continued to be like in trouble for whatever reason, stuff with his dad, all the other stuff. If it had continued to drag on and drag on, it wouldn't have made Cam stay. That wouldn't have been like, oh, you stopped dropping Cam. Your stock is dropping, Cam. You definitely not going to go number one now. Cam would have been like, nah, I have to go now. Somebody else would have been like, man, just perform good in the combine.
I feel you. Well, maybe, like I said, I was just thinking about it. Maybe I'll accept that. Maybe that's what it is instead.
But I do get what you're saying is that you threaten them, like, you stay a year, keep your nose clean, you go right back up to number one.
Because
your money will be better.
Here's why I'm saying it. The thing that's changed since Cam, since all this shit happened, is Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and his new conduct policy. It's changed things. Now teams are, in my opinion, and we won't be able to find out until this year, really, but I think teams are going to start being a little more cautious of dealing with guys that have a history of off-the-field incidents. And I feel like Jameis is the perfect test study. And like, as much as we're going to hear about his combine and his all this shit, we're going to also hear about him getting in trouble. Can you trust him in this thing? What's going on with the resolution of the Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson stuff? And it's going to, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be as much of a story as it'll be about should he be a number one pick on somebody's team. It's also going to be a story about, you know, not just talent, but, you know, his mental stability.
I just feel like as long as this team's like San Francisco, they're saying, fuck what everybody else doing. We wait until our player get prosecuted before we do anything.
Yeah, it only takes one team, you know, to say fuck it. But I just want to see what happens. I don't trust it right now, but who knows? By the time we get to January or February, we should have an NFL conduct policy officially from Roger Goodell, and maybe that'll clear things up. But, you know, remember how they did
Pryor?
Pryor. Like, I worry about that shit because I wonder if at some point we're going to get to this, like, and we won't know, because maybe Jameis won't get in any more trouble and all this shit with the signed items will go away. But, like, say, you know, in December, they go, oh, we actually have proof that he got paid or some shit. What do we do then? You know, like, does the NFL still, like, fuck it, we don't care? Does the NFL go, well, no matter what happens, he's going to miss six games. So whether he stays in college or he comes here, he missing the time, so draft with caution.
Yeah, and they're going to draft him. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about it. You got a team like Cleveland would draft him. They drafted, what, three quarterbacks in a row?
I don't think he'll go undrafted. My argument is that it might drop his draft from a spot where he would be getting paid way more money than what he's going to eventually end up making.
As long as it's the Tampa Bay's, no disrespect, Shirley. The Jacksonville's, the Miami's, Atlanta won't take them. But
does Tampa Bay and Miami make picks of guys with questionable character, though? Coming out of high school? College?
They backed up half of their team over the Jonathan Martin scandal thing.
Yeah, but were those people that had problems in college, though?
More than likely.
Like, I think having a scandal coming out of college is a little different.
What's the dude that was beating up his own Lamborghini? Incognito Richie.
Richie Incognito.
I'm sure he had issues in college. Like, you can't tell me he didn't.
Yeah, we might not have heard of him, but
yeah, please.
The default is that he did.
Yeah, please,
I see what you're saying.
Please prove me wrong.
But
I can see Atlanta not doing it because they still want everybody not like Michael Vick. So I can see Atlanta not doing it. I can see the Panthers not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
I can see a lot of teams not doing
Tennessee,
it.
Tennessee, they'll do it. Think about what they went through with Pac-Man Jones. They'll do it.
But see, you looking at this shit like they didn't learn. Like,
they didn't.
But no, because then they also had the problem with your boy, the fat dude, Albert Haynesworth.
Right.
And they did learn. They let that nigga go.
But they knew before they got him he was a problem. Did that shit in D.C., then they went got him.
No, they had him before D.C. He's the one. They let him go to D.C.
And I'm sure he was doing shit before then.
I don't know. I feel like this is the first time
he was disrespecting waitresses and all that.
I feel like you're assuming a lot. I'm just saying.
Their history.
No, you making up history because you don't know.
I'm saying zebras don't change their stripes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying you don't know necessarily. You just kind of made that up.
It's hard for a zebra to change their stripes, man.
Look, man,
how long we been saying Jameis got to stay out of trouble?
Dude, you acting like the Patriots wouldn't take Hernandez right now if you just said, listen, here's a player that's going to be the best tight end in the NFL for a few years, or one of the top two. But he will murder somebody in 5 years.
They taking him.
You got to take him, right?
They taking him, right.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
They taking him.
But nah, seriously, I'm like 100% real. I don't know how it's going to work.
I'm assuming, I
am under the assumption, like I said, that the teams will still draft these guys and draft them high. But that being said, if we're sitting around in June, whenever the draft is, and Jameis Winston drops to the third or fourth round, I also wouldn't be shocked. I'd be like, yeah, I can see how the media shit, it just piles up to a point where people are like, I don't care how talented he is, I'm not spending my top pick on this dude.
And let me say this.
Because it's not like he's the only good quarterback in his draft, by the way.
I'm not saying that, but let me say this. And that's assuming he gets in no more trouble for the rest of the year.
Right. Like, and in the offseason.
But
and,
I don't
like,
believe that will happen. I believe he's going to continue to do shit.
Hey, refresh your screen, by the way. But all right. you got a lot more faith in Jameis Winston than I do.
No, I didn't say. I said he will be doing something again. Like, he's going to do something.
I thought you said you were assuming he did.
No, I'm saying that he would be able to go high assuming he doesn't do anything again.
He going to do
but
something.
But I know he's going to do something again. Yeah. Right. And that was the point I was making, is that he keep getting in trouble. Remember, after the rape case, we was like, all right, he going to keep his nose clean the rest of the year. He going to be good.
Then he stole the crab legs.
He keep doing stupid shit. And we done with the hazing excuse.
Right. Now, like I said, back to Lionel's email. I would love to be like, damn, I love that Jimbo Fisher went to bat for that dude. But it seems so self-serving. Like, he's just protecting his investment. But like Justin said, dude, it's more of a, please come back to school because we need you. Although, I'm not going to lie, they might be better served by him leaving.
They're not even number one right now, and they haven't lost a game. And they're the champs.
Yeah, I'm just saying they might be better served by him leaving, because they gonna end up vacating them wins if he stick around. If people keep looking into him, man, Jameis just not. I don't know. Unlike the public at large, I can't really be mad at Jimbo for defending Jameis. He appears to really believe that Jameis is telling the truth. I'm not gonna say that.
A few theater classes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. But I mean, what else is he supposed to say? I think he's lying. I want, even though I wanted to only suspend him for a half and the brass made me suspend him for a whole game.
That fucking recruiting.
Yeah, like, nah, he gotta have the dude back. Like, he would be stupid to come out against Jameis at this point. If I was a kid in college under the same allegations and I was innocent, I want my coach, who has all the power, all the money, to vouch for me and publicly back me instead of shying away from it. What do you guys think? I'll go one better on you, Lionel. If I was a kid in college under the same allegations and I was guilty, I would want a coach to have my back with all the money and the power.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't necessarily make, like Justin said, it'll help with recruiting.
The other thing is, I would want them to stop doing press conferences about me too. Mm-hmm. Like just send out a release, just send out a statement. Stop doing these press conferences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Jameson did a press conference the last, was it about the crab legs and he apologized? Or was it the press conference about him standing on the table?
Dude.
Like, it was just unnecessary. Just
and there's so many, I'm mature now, I figured it out, a month later, I'm mature now. Like, that was then.
Yep.
But this is now. I mean, right now, this moment, now I'm mature. Like, no. Now. Right now, I'm mature.
Yeah. That's what I would want. Like, stop, just... That he needs, like, if he just go out there and stay off TV except for on game day, he good. And I understand every now and then the coaches have to do their radio shows and other things.
Mm-hmm.
But they control those questions and those interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not, they know, they control all those questions. You go in there asking stupid shit, you won't be allowed back in their press conferences anymore.
I mean, I don't know about them controlling the questions or not, but I just know that they don't give a fuck. I don't expect him to really get, I don't expect him to not care about Jameis, because at this point he has to. He can't run with the Jameis is a troublemaker. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, he gotta say, I think he's innocent. I don't think he did anything. And y'all need to lay off the kid, blah, blah, blah. Like, he can't come out there and be like, I don't give a fuck if he did it or not. Did you see that touchdown he threw?
Yep. And the other thing is, he put it back on Jameson, which is what I didn't like. Mm-hmm. Jameson said he didn't do it, so I believe him.
Right. Right. Which is another way of being like, you know, when the shit goes down, if Jameis is guilty of anything,
yep,
he gonna be like, well, shit, he fooled me too, guys.
Yeah, he told me, I have to have faith in my players instead of just saying he ain't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But like I said, he played the angles the way he's supposed to play it. What else is he gonna do? He's Jimbo. He's a dude named Jimbo. Okay. You don't work with a guy named Jimbo in your corporate office. Why? Cause Jimbos don't get those jobs. Jimbo gotta play it the way he plays it. Okay. When I introduced Jason, Justin, I don't never say my boy Jimbo Trisner. Come on. It's a whack name. Fantasy football bullshit and Kevin Love. This is from my man Higgs. Said, or Dr. Dostax. Howdy, Rod and JP Trill Morgan. Hope all is well. It's Dr. Dostax. I've heard y'all make mention before how disrespectful it is to dunk on someone at pickup games. Y'all got any stories about monster jams? Have y'all dunked on anyone? I only could dunk in my life for about a year and a half. And it was not a high enough percentage to justify all the missed dunks. So I stopped. Like, I'm a mathematician at heart. I did dunk on a couple people before. I dunked at Park Row Park on the logos when I was 15. It was crazy cause it was, I got a rebound and I reverse dunked it. And, all the adults at the high court looked down and stopped playing. It was like going around crazy. And my dad missed it and he could not believe me when I was like, yeah, I dunked the reverse right through the lane on like everybody. And he was like, whatever, boy. I was like, no. Everybody was watching. He's like, calm down.
It's the logo. Chill out.
Yeah. And then on the regular, just 10 foot, I dunked on this dude, Dan Ye, who used to like dominate us, at the basketball court. We was at my boy's house, playing his driveway, and I took it chest to chest, dunked on his face, man. And it was only one way to dunk on those goals because I could only like I had to, you know how it is when the degree of difficulty for a dunk is real high because you can't really jump that high, you're not really good at it. So it was like, I have to take this many steps, I have to pick the ball up at this point, had to transfer it to my left hand, had to palm it, then I had to go up like all that shit happened at the perfect time. He had fouled me kind of in the air, like met me chest to chest, and that probably helped me elevate a little more. And I dunked on him, man. And everybody was talking mad shit, man. So that's really about it for disrespectful dunks, man. How about you, Jay? And get back in the chat, man.
I close it out.
Oh, well, go back when you can.
All right, I'll let you know.
All right. But, yeah, so what about you, man? I know you tried to dunk the other day, and then you changed your mind.
I do have some dunks. I used to dunk regularly, in-game, fast break, or on people. Mm-hmm. But I haven't dunked it probably, well, no, it's been what, about 2 years maybe since I dunked it in game.
Yeah.
But I almost got one today.
Yeah, I saw that, man. I thought you was going to, I was like, is he going to try to? No, okay.
Yeah, Adam threw that out. I went and got it, and I was like, nah, I'm okay.
I was hoping Adam saw it because, like, I saw you calling for the ball, but I was like, I don't really have the best angle. And I threw it to Adam in the corner, and he had the perfect angle.
Yep.
And he threw that shit, too. For a second, I was like, he going to just shoot this three.
Yeah, a year ago, I stopped trying to dunk it, like, on people, like, alleys like that when I hit 33. But my best dunk is an alley I caught, and I dunked it backwards on the alley. I was 19 at the time. I remember that dunk because it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude threw it from, like, the three-point line, too. And it was in-game. Like, it was beautiful. My man jumped, tried to get the ball.
Yeah, one of the things that made me, like, another thing that made me, like, solidify that I made the right decision to stop dunking was when I got to college and met niggas that could really dunk. Them niggas that go up and you be like, I'm not gonna jump because I don't want these nuts in my face.
Yeah, my struggle has always been because I can't pound the ball. Like, it had to be a good ball, like Bertha.
Yeah.
Like, it had to be a good ball like that. I can palm it a little bit. Like, I can control it enough where I can go up one hand.
Yeah.
But that chest-to-chest at 6'1 is different.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like I'm 6'4 out here trying to dunk. Like, I'm only 6'1.
Right.
Doing these things, so.
And then one time I got dunked on in a very disrespectful manner. It was in Fayetteville. I got dunked on by a fat dude. And he used me for leverage, which wasn't fair. Like, we was going out of court at the same time. Like, I was on defense. And, like, right before I got ready to jump, he used his arm to, like, pin down my shoulder and push off of it and dunk. And I tried to do that thing where you play it off. Like, the ball went in and everybody was trying to, like, it was, you know, it's like always a second of silence when someone does something like that because everybody's like, God damn. So, like, he dunked it. I went and grabbed the ball real fast. And by this time, people in Fayetteville knew that I was like a pretty funny dude. So like, I grabbed the ball out of the net and like real quick. I'm talking like less than a second. And I ran out of bounds and was like, woo, woo, like I was trying to throw it in. Like, look up, let's go. And everybody was like, no, nigga.
Yeah, you got to. That's the only move you can do.
It's all you got, man. You got to act like it didn't happen. Like, hey man, it's just 2 points. Let's go, man. Let's play.
Cause I watch it every time the NBA games, they be like, somebody get dunked on. They try to take it out immediately.
Immediately, man. You gotta do the like, oh, it didn't happen. Nope, nothing to see here. But, and then like a good dunk on is worth really like two baskets. Cause then the next play is normally a mistake from the other team. Cause it's like either that person comes back, try to get them back real hard, but because it's not a dunk, it don't count. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you come down and you like, I'm gonna cross this nigga up. Then I'm gonna hit him. Then I'm gonna do this. And it's like none of that shit gonna take back that dunk though.
Yep.
And then, or even worse, your team just laugh at you to fuck it up. And then dude gets the ball back and they score again. Like,
yep.
But, every once in a while, like if you get dunked on or crossed over or something, you can like come back and get a point on them. And then, like, people can act like it's something, but it's really not the same. You got dunked on. Yeah. You can't take that
and
back.
You got dunked on first.
Yeah, and you're not gonna get, unless you can get them back with a dunk on, which is like 1 in 1,000. Like, my whole life, I've probably seen people dunk on each other back to back, like, twice in my entire life. And I spent a lot of times at the basketball court.
Yeah, it's, and it had to be worse though. Like it had to be like you had a windmill dunk on him. Like,
I seen
just
that.
Dunked it.
You know who I seen do it though? Mike P. You remember Mike P?
Mm-hmm.
I seen Mike P get dunked on and then come down and dunk on that same dude that dunked on him. And everybody left the gym. Like niggas was running outside to the hallways, running up around that track up top. Like, cause it was that crazy. You never see that. Like it's one of them like, I can't believe I'm allowed to see this. Like, niggas start taking their shoes off. Like, man, I'm going home.
I can't believe Mike P dunked it at will because it normally take him 10 dunks to try
right.
to get one dunk.
That's why I was so improbable, dude, because Mike P was one of them niggas that shouldn't dunk it that much because as much as he could dunk, he always tried to make it fancy, and he ended up lowering his dunk percentage to, like, 25% because he'll be like, just lay it up, Mike. And he'll like windmill the shit, bang it off the back to the all the way to half court, start a fast break for the other team. You're like, God, I hate him, you know?
He was our Nick Young on Washington.
He was, man. Swaggy M. Swaggy Mike P. But yeah, man. So let's see what else he was saying. Oh, I'm proud to say Cleveland has fully embraced the soon to be greatest player in Cleveland Cavs history, Kevin Love. He looks like a responsible, hardworking coach on the court kind of player that the Cavs have needed forever. Reminds me of Larry Bird and Mark Eaton a little bit. And Lord knows the Cavs need that kind of leadership. Cleveland, forever proof that if slaves could be tyrants, they'd do it in a heartbeat. Oh, and good game to Mr. Sterling Harrison. It was hard fought contest, and this helps me keep my undefeated streak against light skinned folks going. Damn.
The backhanded compliment.
As always, keep up the great work and have a good one, y'all. Peace. Man, one guy can't catch a break.
He stay hurt.
Stay hurt. BDS. When talking shit goes wrong, this is my man Black Robbie said, what up, BDS crew? So last week I wrote in to talk shit after my beating the ride in our fantasy football matchup. Only go against the fantasy football savant Jay Trill and get mollywopped the following week. Fuck Joe Flacco. I'm still about to take all y'all's money when it's all said and done, but can't believe I lost to the only nigga in the world who thinks Trent Richardson is a good football player. Guess that'll happen when a bum QB throws 4 TDs in the first quarter. Peace, y'all, Black Rob.
Hey.
Yeah, he slandered you.
I'm not the one that had luck on the bench. And you still would have got your ass with luck starting.
Oh no. What?
That's how bad I beat that ass. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, you can talk shit about my quarterback, but you get your ass whooped.
You knew the starter. You know what I mean? You knew the star, Joe Flacco, so can't take that away from you.
Yeah, that's my fault. You don't know how to play? Mm-hmm. You don't know the rules to the game? Right. It's simple. You set your roster. Pick the best player you think will get you the most points. And you go from there. Apparently, you didn't think luck was going to do all that well. You, sir, were wrong.
I lost this week to Letty May's lips.
Damn. I thought you know what? See, she didn't learn when I was whooping that ass.
Mm-hmm.
As a pimp, you know, the first place I'm going to smack her is in the mouth.
Right. First of all.
That's my fault.
First of all, another negative performance for my Bengals defense. The fuck is going on with these niggas? And I ended up losing by like, 92-105, so I need like 13 points.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Because I beat Rob ass 132-83.
Yeah, now see, that was an ass whopping.
That's a 50-point ass whooping.
Yeah.
That's a, you can't even go to school the next day because them bruises still showing. Mm. Ass whooping.
Yeah, so I lost that shit, man. I didn't feel like anybody really let me down except Russell Wilson finally had his first bad game. He only got me 10 points in that Dallas loss. And
start Matt Ryan on me with 14 points in Atlanta.
Alfred Morris got 6. So that was pretty bad.
Man, my Frank Gore only got me
3.8.
Mm-hmm. And they won the game 31-17.
I'm trying to look at how I would have won this. I don't think it's a way I could have. Well, I would have had to have a different, no, not play a defense at all for the second week in a row.
Yep,
nah, if I wouldn't have played a defense at all, and I would have started Andre Johnson over, like, who had a bad game?
Bruh.
Over Emmanuel Sanders or Alfred Morris. Andre Johnson's first and only good game of the season.
Bruh, and they said he might not play. And he didn't practice none that week.
And it was on a Thursday.
Right.
Nigga. You're killing me, Andre. You're killing me.
Hey, what do you expect from a dude named Andre?
A nigga named Dre.
You know
God
what I'm saying?
Damn it.
But he's starting this week for me.
Yeah.
Get your life.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can make a legitimate argument looking at my team. He shouldn't be starting any week. Like, my team got really good wide receivers, man. Jordy Nelson. I got Jordy Nelson. Emmanuel Sanders, who played for the Denver, who you know, been killing it too. And then who else was my other wide receiver? Oh wait, nah, we start two, right? So,
yep.
So I got them. I got both of them, and then my flex spot is like Alfred Morris, or should I do Andre Johnson?
Oh, can I just say I beat Black Rob ass with AJ Green? AJ Green.
On the bench.
On the bench.
On the bench.
With a 0.
All Black Rob. More like Black and Blue Rob. You know what I'm saying? Black Rob got robbed. He got mugged. And they up. Clap that fool.
Made this light-skinned Negro take his gloves off and shit.
Take your gloves off.
You don't want to go to the knuckles bare fist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I whoops ass. I take the belt off.
You,
I whoops with the goddamn. I don't beat with the strap part when I whoops ass. You get the buckle.
This week I play you in both leagues. What are the odds of that?
I know, right? Trey Bizarre.
And I'm heavily favored in The one of them, at least.
You was heavily favored last week.
Yeah, but I wasn't heavily favored when it was done. That's all that counts. And I lost two in a row, too. Nothing make me feel dumber than that shit. I ain't used to this.
Y'all need to make it
go. I got one team in one league where I do suck, but it's because Adrian Peterson. So it's not really my fault. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you drafted him.
I didn't know he was. Nah, he was my keeper. I didn't even know he was going to be that stupid. Like, that nigga's just dumb. But yeah, but that's the only league where I'm doing terrible. Every other league I'm doing good. I'm either at 500 or above.
You might want to make some trades before we play in the Balls Deep League.
Nah, I think I'm going to leave it just like this, man. Ferguson PD versus a pimp named Slipback. I think I got you, man.
Who the more ruthless, the Ferguson PD or a pimp?
Yeah.
We will see.
We will find out what's more reprehensible to the black community.
Hey, but you know what's crazy, man? He wears a purple coat, which is also the domestic violence colors.
Official colors. And your picture does say domestic violence.
I know.
That's pretty bad.
I whooped Bloody Mae's ass anytime I get the chance. I'm going to beat a woman ass.
Let's talk about our picks, speaking of making picks. Last week, I got 10 right. So, you know, I'm looking pretty good lately, man. 10 to 10 the last couple weeks. Let me see the standings. Where the fuck can I find the stand? My group, TNG.
I'm definitely probably not in the standings.
You're not even. You getting in your ass with that bat? Oh, Karen. Karen got 11 right last week. Oh, no, wait. Karen got 10 right last week as well. And she's got 59 for the year. I got 57. Number one, Ghostface Killer, got 61. So that's how close it is.
I got 9 right last week.
You got 9 right? Okay. Hey, see, man, why are you so hard on yourself, man?
Because I make them picks like the Redskins on the team when I know they're going to lose. I pick them anyway.
Let me see how I did last week. I got that Colts pick. Patriots over Bills. I got that.
Pick the Bills.
I missed the Panthers. Oh, wait, everybody missed
it's
Panthers.
It's a tie, right.
Bengals.
Which is their fault. They should get
an Everybody should get the point for that.
Yep.
That's how that should work. The Steelers played the Cleveland Browns. I missed that one.
Everybody missed that one. Come on, man. Cleveland,
31. 31-10. Cleveland.
It almost made me want to get one of their receivers.
Yeah. That's one of them fire your coach losses. Denver beat the Jets, of course. I missed the Minnesota Vikings playing Detroit Lions.
Oh, yep.
Denver,
I tried to convince you to pick not to pick them, too.
I know, man.
We debated on that.
But I thought that Calvin Johnson being out would give Minnesota a chance, and it didn't. Green Bay Packers over Dolphins, I got that. Hey,
and that game was close for no reason, man.
Dude.
And I remember you hit me up and was like, man, this is the type of game Green Bay will lose. I was like, nah, they gonna pull it out late in the fourth quarter.
Well, no, when we talked about it on the show, remember, because I picked them to win, I said they will win, but this is the kind of game where they down, they losing, they playing like shit. You got Aaron Rodgers on your team, but you like, damn, is this nigga gonna do anything? And then like right around the third and the fourth quarter, they turn it on, and all of a sudden he saves a good fantasy day. And what did this nigga do? Exactly that shit. Even did the damn Dan Marino and threw a last second touchdown too. And all on the last drive to give your fantasy football team like they went from not even like, damn, I'm gonna turn this game off to like, oh shit, I might win. That's what he do. And they always do it against some bum ass niggas like Miami. Like, nigga, y'all can't do better than this. Tennessee Titans over Jacksonville. That was easy. Baltimore Ravens, Tampa Bay. That was easy also.
Thank you, Flacco.
Thanks, Flock.
My nizzle.
San Diego beat Oakland Raiders only by 3. Damn, that was close, man.
Yo, man, I was like, damn, I should have started McFadden. First game of the year, he put up more than 10 points.
Right. I thought MJD was supposed to go there and take that job. Darren McFadden still got it.
Yep.
Atlanta Falcons. I missed that one. I thought they would beat the Bears because they were at home.
I picked the Bears on that one.
The Seahawks lost to the Cowboys.
Man, everybody. Nobody. Got that wrong.
Nobody in America picked the Cowboys except delusional Cowboys fans.
And you know, it wasn't that green last week either.
Mm-hmm.
When we did our picks, it was slight. You couldn't even tell it was
green. Yeah, you couldn't even see a sliver. Redskins and the Cardinals. I remember I picked the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know I got that wrong.
Yep. Eagles.
But they could have won. Washington could have won that game too, man.
Eagles beat the Giants 27-0. I did pick the Eagles that week. And the 49ers beat the Rams. I picked that. So
yep. I picked the Giants for whatever reason.
Here's what you want to hear, something crazy? The tiebreaker makes you pick the final score, right?
Yep.
For the Monday Night Football game. Final score for the Monday Night Football game was 31-17. What did I pick? 37-17. I was close as shit.
Yep, you were. I wasn't even close. 24-9. And let me say this though. You remember we debated on Dallas.
Yeah.
And how good they would be. And I was like, I think Dallas pretty good. It just depends on what they do this next week. And they won. So I got to put Dallas as a contender, man. They still going to lose in the playoffs, but I got to put them as a contender for the rest of the season.
Mm. Someone asked, do we have a name for the bowl of Justin versus Rod matchup? Well, now, this is our first time. You know, this isn't like me and Karen where we had an Ike Turner bowl annually. So I haven't come up with a name for this one. Maybe light skin versus dark skin or something. Or I don't know. We'll see. We'll come up with something afterwards.
Yeah. If y'all think of something, let us know.
Yeah, y'all come up with it. Atlanta Falcons versus Baltimore Ravens. Oh, wait. First of all, Patriots versus Jets. I picked the Patriots. So I did get the point last night.
I got that last night, too.
Nah, I didn't think it'd be that close.
Hey, Geno, he was balling last night, man.
Is he smart or stupid?
And even on that drive,
with
the receivers dropping
it
passes.
It wasn't his fault.
And they chest.
You can make a legit argument that was not his fault. It's crazy. I know. It's funny to me, too. I still don't know if the boy smart or dumb. But they won in six, though. I do know that.
And he still only got 10, like 12 points last night, fantasy-wise.
But it was like running around for his life, getting them, like, and, like, not just aimlessly out of control. Like, it was times when he would be in the pocket would disintegrate around him. He would make the correct steps to get into a good pass, make the right read, pass it to the dude, drop.
But Geno gonna get all the blame.
Yeah.
When you at that point, you really got to look around that Geno actually has had some pretty good passing games, and them cats can't catch. Yep. So it makes sense that he probably has a lot of turnovers based off of what they doing.
Shirley Wong was like, I know Mike Vick hoping they miss this field goal. I was like, nobody in the world is hoping they make the field goal more than Mike Vick. He don't want to start. He don't want to play, y'all. He tried to tell y'all last week when he said he ain't prepared. The Ravens played in the Falcons. Baltimore is at home. Falcons are on the road. I'm going to take the Falcons.
I got Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't believe in Baltimore and them five TDs next week. I think Joe Flacco is due for a one touchdown, four interceptions.
Flacco's starting this
fumble.
He get me at least three touchdowns.
Yeah.
And the Falcons defense is terrible.
I'm saying this from a non-fantasy perspective. I think just in general, I feel like, and hey, I'm willing to be wrong, cost myself a point. I feel, and nobody's picking them Falcons but me. It's a small sliver. But I feel like this is the one where Flacco comes back down to earth, and we all go, that's right. He Joe Flacco. He don't really throw five touchdowns every week. The Bills play the mid. Wait, who's your other quarterback?
For this team or backup?
Yeah, the one with Flacco.
Let me go back.
Is it Romo?
Yep. And he put up on 20 last week.
Yeah, you gotta start Romo, man.
Nope.
Romo at home versus the Giants? You gotta start Romo.
I know, but it's Atlanta. Their defense is terrible.
All right.
Both of their defense is terrible. But the other part about
Giants just gave up 27-0 though.
The other thing about the Giants, man, is a division rival.
So you just don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, it's not like it's like last week, who did they play last week?
The Eagles and got Molly swapped.
Right. It's the Cowboys though. And the other part of it's the Cowboys and Romo.
Well, and, Eagles and
and I saw some of them hit Seattle put on Romo.
Eagles and Giants is a division rival too, though.
I didn't think it was gonna be like that though.
I know.
And this is the other thing though. Did you see Romo get hit by Seattle?
Yeah.
He need a week to rest, man. Right. He gonna be running the shit out of Murray. This, you know what? This is the week I need to go ahead and get Dallas back up, because Murray getting hurt this week, man.
Yeah, this is the week.
Because they're going to be running the fuck out of him. They already been working hard already.
Minnesota Vikings.
I, to be honest, y'all, I already looked at their backup.
Yeah.
And they trash. That's why I didn't get them.
Yeah, they is trash.
But he is getting hurt this week.
Yeah. Everybody, like, if you pick up Reuben Randle, you get, like, yeah, but if you pick up Randle, this stealing ass, you still ain't getting the yards that, you're not getting 5 yards a carry, bro. It's not happening.
Yeah.
You can have them, but you're going to be getting like 60 yards for the whole game.
Dunbar, Lance Dunbar. Yeah. Another one. Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
All the fantasy analysts, make sure you pick up Randall just in case something happens.
Nah, just put him on the bench. Just put Murray on the bench.
Niggas like Joseph Randall. One of them Randalls.
The week after that, and then he'll be back. You know what I mean? Hopefully it's not season ending.
Right. Bills play the Vikings in Buffalo. Everybody's picking the Bills. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Bills too. Yeah,
I'm not picking the Vikings till AP come back.
Yeah, and I don't like Teddy Bridgewater.
You did last week.
Too much nigger in this game.
Was that you or Karen that was like, no, that was you.
Yeah, too much nigger in this game.
No, that was B. Cole.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
That was B. Cole.
Trying
to pump up the hometown team. Didn't even recognize it. He slipped that. You slipped that by me.
Yeah, too much nigger in this game. But, nope. Have you seen him play? Too much nigger. Runs around and shit. Be trying to make plays happen with his feet.
Looking
nope.
Like Chicken George out there.
Nope. I need my black people. I need my black QBs like Cam and fucking RG. I mean, not Russell. RG. Cam and Russell.
Yeah. Not
maybe. Robert. Maybe Kaepernick sometimes.
Hey, Russell back.
Yeah. Like Russell will not get knocked the fuck out. That nigga. Ted Bridgewater be about to die out there for them yards. Nope.
Oh shit, he ain't out there running like that, is he?
Dog, he be about to die for them yards, man.
Nah, man. Hey,
yeah, man.
Sorry, Minnesota fans, but you saw the blueprint with Robert.
Yeah, I'm backing out. I'm all the way off Teddy Bridgewater till he proved that he not gonna get knocked out every week. Yeah,
Robert did practice today, but I still wouldn't. Even if Robert come back, I wouldn't start him.
Yeah.
Does anybody still have him on the team?
Probably. I guarantee people holding on like, wait till you come back.
I'm about to look while you
Chicago Bears at the Dolphins at the Bears. I'm gonna take the Bears.
Bears.
But that's more about how I hate the Dolphins.
But they not good anyway though.
Yeah, but the Bears are fraudulent as long as Jay Cutler is their quarterback. He any week, man.
But
Jay Cutler.
Huh? Tannehill though.
No. I'll pick the Bears. I'm just saying, any week with Jay Cutler could be the week that he's like, fuck it, I'm throwing these picks.
I just remember Hard Knocks trying to pump up Tannehill like he was the next
dude. Yeah, I remember that shit. Hard Knocks is the worst shit ever.
Nope, nobody has Robert on their team on Balls Deep League.
Everybody's smart.
But they do have Bridgewater. Jack, fighting Stack Jack's got him.
Damn it. What is Bridgewater stats looking like?
I'm about to
click on his name. What's his fantasy points looking like? -3, -2, and then -7? Something like that.
0, 0, 8, 23.
Oh, that was that 1 week.
Then 0 and 2.6.
2.6.
I got 2.6.
Dude, that was last week.
Yo, and I had Detroit starting. Yeah. I think they gave me 18 points last week.
Damn. The Colts play the Bengals in Indianapolis. Oh, this is a club. Mm. AJ
close.
Green not playing. I'm going to take it.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah,
not even
I forgot AJ wasn't playing.
But on that dude, Sanu?
Yeah, Sanu is good, man.
And I had him starting last week.
Mm-hmm. If AJ Green gets hurt and you got Sanu, you straight anyway. Because he's going to get you like 75% of what AJ was going to get.
And, you know, I tried to get him on both teams, but I couldn't. I only got him in one league.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had both of them starting, I'm guaranteed.
Here's the problem, though. If AJ comes back, Mohamed Sanu's numbers drop immediately.
Yes.
Like, you can't start both of them at the same time because they'll never both have a good, like, they'll never both have the AJ Green game that they have in with one of them's out.
Man, you lying. But see, I imagine them like that first or second year. For San Francisco when you had Terrell Owens on one side and Jerry Rice on the other. And they was just demolishing teams. Mm-hmm. But Sano wasn't getting the looks because he never had the shine to shine. Now that AJ out, it's like, oh, wait. We can actually do more things with Sano.
I don't think it's because of them, though. I think it's because of their quarterback is that bad.
Dalton.
Yeah, I don't think he's good enough to spread it around to two dudes and get, consistently get them 100, 150 yards
and
per
like,
game.
I like gingers too, but.
Yeah, but not him. give me the Cleveland Cavs on the road at Jacksonville, who is 0-6. I will probably never pick Jacksonville this entire year, so.
I can't believe it, but I picked the Browns too over Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's the Jacksonville.
I'm just glad Washington beat them.
Yo, the Browns are a perfect case of bad schedule, bad team, where they not really good, but they schedule they at the end of the year, they're going to probably be like 10-6, 11-5, and it's going to be like, how did they do that? They played the worst teams in the league. That's how.
Yep.
Then they going to play like the Patriots and get blown the fuck out. And we're going to be like, oh, they should have never been in the playoffs.
And then you wonder how they, then you be like, how y'all get number one draft pick with sorry ass teams like Jacksonville and,
yeah.
And, no disrespect, Shirley, but Tampa Bay.
New Orleans Saints play the Detroit Lions at Detroit. I'm going to finally do it and say Drew Brees is going to get the W. That's a very, and that is only because I can't believe the Saints are this bad, man. I have no reason to pick them over the Detroit Lions, like logically. I just can't believe they suck this. Like, are they really gonna go like 6-10? Are they really about to do this? Are they about to go 5-11 for the season?
I got Detroit, man.
I know. I have no reason to pick them, man. I really can't think of one good reason. Is Calvin Johnson playing?
I don't even know. I picked Detroit. I mean, they won last week. Off a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was Minnesota. But, I mean,
yeah, it was Minnesota,
off a good game. And Drew Brees didn't have any more weapons than Minnesota. So, Ingram's supposed to be back, but.
Is Graham playing? Is Graham?
Oh, the tight end? No, yeah. He out. Yeah, he got hurt, too. Hurt his, was his shoulder, I think?
Yeah, is he out, though?
I believe he out.
Yeah, Graham out. You know what? If Graham's out, I got to go to Detroit. Graham is too good. The Panthers at the Green Bay Packers. 3-2-1 Panthers at the 4-2 Green Bay Packers. Give me the Panthers.
I'm a good Packers, and I hated to go against my Panthers. But that tie pissed me off.
Well, see, I feel like the Panthers coming off that tie is going to be hungry. They're going to still treat it like a loss. And Green Bay barely beat Miami. Which is a much, much worse team than the Panthers.
And the other reason I picked them, because Cam did all that running last week.
Mm-hmm.
He not doing it again.
Not that cold. You know, his bones going to be acting up.
He ain't doing it. And that's the only reason the game was close last week, because Cam was like, I'm taking over.
But you know Jonathan Stewart back.
And he's terrible. He'll be hurt by the first quarter. Start him if you want. Please start him.
Right.
Do you have Stewart?
I might, but start you know him. That means
start him for me, please.
That you know that means Stewart will be hurt and then Cam will start running. That's how it works. Because he back. I don't know if niggas notice or not. He back. Wasn't just running last week. He put up 100-something yards. Like
right, he took over.
Yeah, that wasn't just like.
But he not gonna do that every week, man. We discussed that's not the Cam that we.
But he can is what I'm saying. If he'll do it out of desperation, and they might need it in Green Bay.
Cam, like, look, you get 3 games like this out of me all season.
Well, I'm picking an underdog. I'm sorry.
It's not going to be Green
Bay.
Panthers
going to get this W.
And which team Julius Peppers play for?
Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, he ain't
about to do shit.
He ain't doing it. I still respect Pep game, so.
Yeah, you're right, man. Let me pick the Packers too. Nah, I'm still going to Panthers.
Stick with your Panthers.
Yep. Tennessee Titans, Washington Redskins. Give me the. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going Washington.
Give me Tennessee. Seattle Seahawks versus St. Louis Rams. Give me Seattle. That's going to be.
Look how much green it is.
Hey, man, listen. That's going to be one of the all time ass whoopings. Cause that Seattle team is mad.
Ain't they mad?
They about to get them all the motherfucking Marshawn Lynch 75 times. And he gonna have a defense loading up on that, them young, on Austin Davis and them young receivers. Don't start no Rams next week except, Brian Quick. Cause he gonna be the only nigga catching balls. Cause they gonna be down so much, they gonna be throwing. The Chargers and Kansas City Chiefs. I'm taking Chargers because I believe in them. Also, did you know the Chiefs are 2-3?
Yeah, they terrible.
When did that happen? They just back to terrible, huh, Andy Reid? Went from that great season Meanwhile, the Eagles 5-1 without Andy Reid. Where's all the shit talking now, Chiefs fans? Yeah, y'all was in my mentions last year. Oh, don't you miss Andy Reid right now, dude? Do you miss him? Do you miss that time management?
Hey, yo, he fucked up a game like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Calling the timeouts.
Y'all like that, going forward on, fourth and goal with a Hail Mary design play? Y'all like that? Double reverse? Instead of just running it with, you know, the best running back in the game, Jamal Charles? Nope. Mm. Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys at home. So, of course, I'm picking the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep. Oh, I thought you were going to be like, of course, I'm picking the Giants.
I thought about it, but I don't.
I'm going Cowboys.
Yeah, I can't.
And Romo, I trust right now.
Yeah, it's still early. I won't start picking against them till Thanksgiving. Cardinals play Oakland Raiders at Oakland. Give me the Cardinals.
Easy.
Denver Broncos play the 49ers in Denver. This is actually a tougher game to pick than you think.
I picked it.
But America is picking the Denver Broncos, and nobody's picking the Niners. I'm going to have to side with America and pick Peyton Manning and Denver Broncos.
I picked 49ers.
Yeah. I think
that half a nigga can go up there and show that white man what it's about.
Just like the other one did. already. Houston, Texas at Pittsburgh Steelers. Ooh, that's a good one. Shit.
Houston.
Man. Steelers just lost to Cleveland.
They offensive coach about to be fired.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Houston only because, like, they have to win now.
I'm going with Houston because they got J.J. Watt. And he been trying to will them to a victory.
Nigga.
For the last 2 to 3 weeks.
I be feeling himself. So bad for him.
He on defense trying to score touchdowns for them.
Yeah.
He's scoring more touchdowns than Aaron Foster right now.
I'm going to do a final score of 24-4. Nah.
I did 13-10.
I'm going to say 27-2.
Pittsburgh ain't scoring no when the last time he scored a touchdown?
I'm gonna say 27-13.
When the last time he scored a touchdown?
I don't know. Man.
Who you think will win a game first though? Oakland Raiders, they haven't won a game, and Jacksonville hasn't won a game. Who gonna win a game first? I'm going Oakland.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go Oakland.
I'm going Oakland just because Jacksonville and Florida.
Yeah. The Steelers have been terrible. They had 17-9 over Jacksonville. 27-24, they lost Tampa Bay. They put up 37 on Carolina, though. That's the last time they scored touchdowns. All right, man. Let's get in the news. We fucked around enough.
That's great sports analysis.
Oh, hell yeah. Did we already talk about Swaggy P and his torn left thumb from playing? Yeah, we did a long time ago.
But I do want to say this before we leave fantasy football. I hope that Black Rob is okay. I know he wrote the email, but has anyone heard from him?
Yes, are y'all following him on Twitter? Cause
he had all week to write that email.
Yeah. And we just want to make sure just that he's going to be all right.
It's not that he lost, but he got beat by a light skinned man. And you know, dark skinned brothers cannot walk. They can't admit they lost to a light skinned dude.
Oh, he's here. He just reported something in the chat. He said, Jay Glazer is reporting that the Seahawks have traded Percy Harvin to the Jets for a conditional pick. That's might as well. He wasn't doing shit last couple of weeks and they calling back all his touchdowns anyway. So Jets can use him.
That's true. I mean, that's a great move for the Jets.
Yeah. Jets can use him.
But the Seahawks don't want to win no more. For a pick?
They won a Super Bowl without this nigga. They don't care.
Nah, the Super Bowl they won with him.
No, they didn't. He was hurt most of the year.
I'm talking about the actual game.
Yeah, but that's nothing. He wasn't killing in that shit. They don't need him. So good for him. Now he can go be with Geno, talk some sense into him.
Or make him disappear.
an MMA player, Jason Mayhem Miller, MMA fighter, who's best known for hosting Bully Beatdown on MTV and starting a post-bout brawl at a match he wasn't involved in.
He look real small right there.
He does look real small. Well, MMA fighters are the scariest motherfuckers on the planet to me. Because them niggas all look like they can't fight.
Nah, not that dude that was on the A-Team movie.
Rampage Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Not that good.
He can't fight?
No, he not that good. Like,
damn.
I know. You look at that nigga, you be like, oh, he the best in the game, right? They be like, nah, he ain't won in like 3 years. We kicking his ass.
He intimidating as fuck.
Yeah, man. Them MMA fighters, like, this dude, like, he should be in a fucking boy band. And he will fuck you up, dog. Then they be having them old ass European looking dudes with like the cul-de-sac haircut. Like, you know what I mean? They all look like Vladimir Putin a little bit. Yep. Got a gut. Then next thing you know, you on the ground talking about, please, please. I didn't mean to foul you. But according to KTLA, police attempted to serve Miller with an arrest warrant.
Attempted.
For alleged stalking and domestic violence when the fighter barricaded himself in his house. Situation for it to be pretty serious.
Now see, what's wrong with locking yourself in the house? That's a lot better than going out and doing shit out in the community.
Especially when your name is Mayhill.
Yeah. Let him stay in the house. What is the problem?
Just wait for him to go to check the mail or something. He says he tried to tweet through it. I need to tell everyone about the absolute waste of resources going on outside my house right now. I'm counting no less than 5 officers. They also have allocated using a chopper, which costs approximately $12,000 an hour to operate, along with taking time away from real emergencies.
Facts.
They're going to bill your ass for all of it. They have threatened me with a dog bite and are amassing a great force that includes a spotter in the neighbor's yard and an uncharismatic man.
That I don't know what that is.
Who continues to remind me that they are here serving a warrant for my arrest. I've not committed any crime, but yet I am forced here.
Welcome to my world, Mayhem. This is me going to the store to get milk.
Fearing for my safety and the safety of my dog, Gator Hot Dog Dog gets his own Twitter account. Did it tweet? it hasn't tweeted since August 19th. Oh shit, now I'm tired. Arf, 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 fuck off. You. This mother barker is taking unsolicited pics of me like he owns me. He's watching me poop. He's yelling no at everything like I'm humping. Yeah, so.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, so his dog is funnier than him. Here's the problem though. Why didn't Gator Hot Dog tweet through this? That would have been funny. He would have logged into the dog account like, arf, 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 arf. It's police outside. Arf, arf, arf.
K-9 unit. Yeah. Get me.
Oh shit, I see some dogs. What's up, dog? Mental health services for one single mother immigrant from the Philippines who I know was well intentioned but has a mental condition. Now I have to pay for her mistakes. Okay. If you would like to see this drama unfold, please come to, he puts his address out there.
You know what? The tweet before is when you know it's going bad.
Caps lock. God bless!
He got the gun in his other hand right now.
Caps lock. Per usual, they have an army. Not caps lock. And I am just me.
But you're a trained fighter.
Just don't let them shoot me. Okay. I have the proper paperwork at my office at Valor Labs Irvine. I was due to go to court this morning, but the LFPD chased me all last night.
I thought you didn't have a warrant. Why are you going to court?
I woke up late and couldn't leave because there's highly equipment regiment of wannabe soldiers outside my house reminding me that we won't go away. All this because I wanted to help raise a young boy into a man, and his mama went off her meds, and the ambitious DA thinks Mayhem is bad. It is bad, nigga. What is it, some good Mayhem? All right.
Mayhem bad.
This is why people listen to us. Who's covering this, y'all?
Mayhem bad.
Everybody got shows. Who's talking about Mayhem Miller?
Mayhem bad. Me want a sandwich now.
Hey, wait till you see his next tweet. We all at Mayhem Miller.
We all.
Like he hope.
How many of y'all?
We all Mayhem Miller.
How many of y'all in their head right now?
And he at himself. At Mayhem
That's
Miller.
What I'm saying. How many of them are in his head right
this
now?
This nigga like Venom from Spider-Man. We like brains. So he says,
What did he use to barricade his house? Like, I bet he took the refrigerator all the way from the kitchen and moved it in front of the refrigerator, in front of the front door. But I bet he got a sliding door on his back part of the house. The police didn't just want to go through the back.
Man, they must, like, they scared of him as he is of them.
Well, how do you, even if he come out and you talk to him, you still got a hand cover him at some point. Who is that guy? Like,
he says, yeah, so this is serious. You don't say. I wish you no harm. I respect the police, but this is overkill for something that could be settled with one piece of paperwork from OCBA, from OC Bell. I now see a little armed personnel carrier pulling up. They trying to murder me. I just want a peaceful solution.
Why didn't he just call someone from his office and have them bring it over right away?
I did nothing wrong. This is the state of American justice. I feel you, black men. They fear. They fear, so they threaten to take our lives. Abhorrent.
Damn, I don't want him fighting for us.
Like, can you leave? Can you leave us out of this?
That's like Johnny Manziel.
Yo, I actually just retweeted that one. I feel you, black man. Yeah, we feel you too, bro.
Nope.
I'm gonna reply back. We feel you too, bro. It's like you can't even beat your bitch no more in America.
Put that on though.
You can't even commit. It's like you can't even commit a crime and expect the police not to show up no more, man.
Nah, you gotta.
It's the same as being black, Justin. Committing domestic violence in a restraining order, the same as being a nigga in America.
Oh man.
No,
I got to do it from my phone so I can retweet with comment.
The OC Sheriff's Police Department, they tweeted out, SWAT update, crisis negotiators attempted communication with subject inside and a picture. And he replied, you lie. All he has yelled into his squeaky bullhorn is, Jason Miller, this is OCSD. We have a warrant for your address, arrest. Come outside. Then he replied again, come on, come on, join OSCD at the police block party. See military tonight in suburbia. Gives his address again. Then he said, tanks, robots. Now they broke my window with some box with a phone in it and AR-15s. They are terrified. They have all the guns scaring my hot dog. And then he surrendered. Suspect surrendered in the back of residence following remote front door breach. Suspect in custody. Damn. That is crazy. He missed a court date. They brought the fucking
So they went
guns.
Through the back door like I suggested.
Yeah.
Smart.
You know, they just had niggas waiting out back the whole time. Like, we're going to go in the front. He's going to run out the back. We're going to arrest him. Here's my question, though. People are always quick to be like, the police are the worst. The police. If this nigga would have been on the streets and, like, killed this woman, everybody would be like, where was the police? They really not going to arrest him? He had a warrant. You know. But, I don't know. Only white people get to barricade themselves in the house and tweet through it, though. That, I know that much. That ain't no black thing.
It's shot on sight.
Yeah.
I was at a training earlier today, and this lady had a pack of markers.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, does anybody else need some? And the black dude raised his hand up, like, mm-hmm. you know, like I do. And she threw the markers at him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, you know you can't raise your hands up at white people. You know, get violent real quick.
Right.
Because they hit him right, like she was too close to be throwing them at him. You know what I'm saying? She could have just set him on the table in front of him. That shit bounced off his chest. Like, that's how hard and fast she threw it at him.
Damn.
Like, man, you can't raise your hand in America.
You know they scared. Hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah.
Have you seen this video of the Cardinals fans? Those are Ferguson protesters, mm-hmm. and they're at the Cardinals game, and they're exercising their right to free speech.
I'm be honest, I would cross the street.
You would cross the street?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So would Mark Cuban. And you can see lots of Cardinal fans watching.
They're like KKK members.
Do you see any black Cardinal fans?
Nope. He said, let the white man watch the ball game.
Yep.
Hmm.
That's right. If they be working, we wouldn't have this problem.
Nikki, glad you made it out of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
What you need before?
Well, this is St. Louis Cardinals, not Arizona.
Oh.
Wow, there you have it. Racism at its finest. If they'd be working, we wouldn't have this problem.
Who do they want? They said, who do they want?
Darren Wilson.
Darren Wilson? And yeah. They want him what?
Dead. Sound like.
Okay. I'm crossing the street.
That might be a bit extreme.
I'm crossing the street. I'm crossing the street. But not for the same reasons Mark Cuban.
I wouldn't cross the street. I want right through these people.
I'm crossing the street because I don't want no problems for when 911 finally do show up.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to get confused as being a part of that situation right there.
That's
now,
true.
If I was a part of it, all the way different. But if I'm just trying to mind my business and get to where I'm going, I'm crossing the street.
So they say, justice for Mike Brown, then the Cardinals fans start yelling, let's go Cardinals. Because can't have two, because it's teams now. Cardinals versus Mike Brown. Them white people mad as shit. Them white people mad as shit, though, honestly. Because, you know, my black ass would have just went back inside. I would have been like, oh, okay. All right, this is some different shit.
But the Cardinals fans are in the game, right?
Yeah, they're at the game. They're taking a smoke break. And they came outside and the protesters are there. And so they start getting into it with the let's go. They eventually switched to let's go Darren. So now they're cheering for Darren Wilson. Mm-hmm. At one point, they call a protester a crackhead and tell them they need to go see a dentist. Yeah, so... 905, one of the Cardinals fans starts telling one of the protesters, if you ever saw him on the street, he would look at the ground. Then they argue about who can whoop each other's ass. A small blonde lady yells at the protesters, we're the ones who gave all y'all the freedom that you have. Mm. Yep. Let me move forward so you can hear some of these. You gotta be an evil motherfucker to say that, man.
And they on their smoke break. Like, they would choose to miss the game. They paid $60-$80 for them tickets to go fuck with some black people.
Moments like this, you realize white people used to lynch us. Like, oh, yeah, that's how it happened.
Used to. I seen a story.
Yeah, we covered it. Yeah, about the kid that they don't know if he got lynched or not in North Carolina.
Yep. You can't see the rope burns. Okay.
Yeah. Hell, they was going off about it.
You know, the thing is, man, you know, once the alcohol get involved, too, when you're at them games, you're not thinking logically, but at the same time, they say alcohol brings out how you really feel in a lot of situations, and that's some honesty for your ass.
Yep.
But it just reminds me that just like with Stacey Dash during that discussion, is that they couldn't keep it on the facts. They started bringing up personal shit. True or not, it has to get personal.
This is one of the reasons I don't go to games very often, too, because and one of the reasons I can't watch college football games with certain people, because we're not rooting for the same thing. You're rooting in life. You don't really identify with me at all. You know, you just want the team with the certain color to win with certain color jersey. But in life, you think I'm on a different team because I'm black and you're not.
If I seen you in the street, you'd look at the ground. That's what you would do, little bitty ass dude. You ain't tough, and you know it, and I know it. If I seen you in the street, you would look at the ground. You ain't tough. You ain't tough.
You think so?
Everybody's tough with a hard top. I know so. I know so. Why would you want
to
go down and get your ass whooped? You ain't tough. You ain't tough.
Why you scared to walk down there? I ain't scared. I'm mad enough to walk down there. My mom and I beat your ass.
You know you ain't whooping my ass. You standing there right there. Somebody beat your ass.
How did this get into who could whoop each other's ass?
Well, where's Riley Cooper? Because he could whoop all of them.
Oh, yeah. Any nigga in there.
I bet he hated you, Miss This.
I promise you know that. You know that from heart to heart, you wouldn't whoop my ass.
Let's go, Mike, girl.
I'm not my
girl. Let's go.
That dude ain't tough.
So let's go to 1025 and see what's happening around there, Justin.
Riley Cooper mad he wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. He would have solved this too sweet.
This can crush me and I'm causing problems.
Wait, but upside down. While we're the ones who fucking gave all y'all the drinks that you
let's go.
We're the ones who fucking gave y'all all the freedom that y'all have. Damn, she got a beer in her hand and the nightlight thing making her look evil as shit. Not that she isn't evil, but it's helping. So yeah, they start doing, saying, one woman questions the guy who holding the camera and asks if he's really a Marine. She doesn't believe him. They start chanting USA, USA. 1607, they start telling them they need to get jobs. That's always a go-to.
Get a job. Protest number one.
I don't know what she said. Something about school.
She said something and think about that.
Yeah.
And she's the school.
She like, I'm gonna finish this.
Protest number one.
Excuse me. Yeah, I got from you. School last year, did fight that, and she got stopped for a cell phone. Think about that. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She did fight that, and she got killed for a cell phone.
Oh, so some school teacher got killed by a black kid for a cell phone, and then she tried to act like, you know, like. That's the same.
So all black people got to die now because of that one.
Yeah, that's the same. That's the same. We should not be mad about Mike Brown getting killed by a police officer.
I bet you that kid got punished, and I think that's what we wanted, is some consequences.
Did that kid go to jail? Then shut your stupid ass up, bitch, because it's not the same. How did you know about it? Oh, because that person's in jail, right? Send me a fucking link to an article on Facebook with three niggas in prison orange talking about some it's the same. It's not the same.
That's the way it goes, but that's okay.
We're down here at Walmart. Who are you press for? Who you work for?
Argus Streaming News. Argus Streaming News.
USA! 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 USA!
Damn, one woman saying Africa. You heard that? Africa! Africa! Damn, bitch.
USA! 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 USA!
Wow, this lady right here is chanting Africa.
That's fucked up, right?
That lady right there.
You say remove your hat, pull up your pants. Anyway.
So what's wrong with wearing a hat?
I don't know.
You know the thing is, too, man. What I feel bad about is that they got away from their purpose of being there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand how they got away from it because it can be infuriating. But I feel like they had to know they was going to meet some resistance. Ahead of that, like before they went, and they had to know that, like, we need to stay focused and just do what we came to do and not pay attention to the other stuff. And I know it's hard. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I can't imagine how hard it is live dealing with that. When that's in your face and some people are talking to you like that, but it deviated from their purpose of being there.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I think, The protest becomes what it is because of what they're faced with. And there's really no right way or wrong way to deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, some people, it's like if they would have said nothing and let these people just be racist, because to me, they never really got out of pocket except for the two dudes that ended up getting into the who will whoop each other's ass thing. Other than that, I don't think they really said or did anything out of hand for the protesters. What do you feel they went off the rails?
I feel like they kind of slowed down their chanting and things like that.
Yeah, because it was a bigger crowd. I think it was a bigger crowd. So they were able to disrupt their chants. Two, some of the things that people were saying were just so over the top racist. I'm kind of glad that this happened because it illustrates the kind of racism that the average, like, that a person that you would consider just an average white person, a person that goes, I don't have a racist bone in my body, I have black friends, how quickly some people can just transform in that crowd where it's nothing but white people and just be like, oh, no, fuck this. Go back to Africa. You know, the scariest part to me is the amount of people just sitting around watching this happen that aren't saying anything, that may or may not agree with it. You know what I mean? Because to me, if you don't say shit, you might as well agree with it, right? I mean, you just sitting there letting it happen. You wouldn't, like, walk away because it's a huge crowd. You wouldn't just walk away if, you know what I mean? Like, if I was at a Hornets game, I went outside to take a smoke, and niggas was out there talking about, you know, we raping bitches tonight, niggas. We some rapists. Yeah, rape these hoes. I would be like, I'm going back in. I don't know what the fuck just happened out there, but I'm not in that group. But there's so many people that just sat there like, yep, go back to Africa, pull your pants up. You know, we going to out-chant these dudes. So, I don't know. I don't really feel bad they got off message, but I don't feel like the message, I don't know what the message is supposed to be when people are being that openly racist.
I thought this was the same group, too, where the other, they had Darren Wilson supporters that was out there trying to raise money or something.
Yeah, for Glenn Beck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Glenn so Beck, I feel like, that's why I was saying, I felt like they was out there to protest that group, and they kind of deviated from that. But I like I say, I get why.
Right.
Because I don't know how folks, because I would have been with somebody in my face like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't
matter
have been.
Matter of fact, I know
it.
I wouldn't have.
Right.
I get deviated just during the basketball game.
Right.
So.
I don't know, man. Let's move to the next one.
And I'm looking
at the Raiders.
I'm looking at what the Oakland Raiders have done in their past, granted, mm-hmm. yet at the same time, it's not like they've been absolutely awful for 40 years.
No, I'm looking at it when you said their brand. And I'm not even saying you're wrong. I think you're arguing with me, and I'm not attacking you.
No, I'm not arguing with you.
I'm arguing with you. No,
yeah,
right. I just say that I think it's in 11 years is when you look at a young generation, because that's what people get into the business for, is how are they looking at now? And right now, anybody that appears to be about 32 years of age or younger, just looks at the Raiders as a joke? I don't see how you couldn't at that age.
I honestly think that you put too much stock in Twitter. That's what I think.
But do you want to take calls then?
Is that scientific?
No, I just asked a simple question. I don't know how you're attacking Twitter. No, it's not about Twitter.
I'm just saying.
I just asked people, what do you think?
You're basing it off what you just heard. What, 10 tweets? Seven?
I just asked the question. I don't expect.
I'm just saying. If you went to guys that are power players now, if you went to guys that were businessmen right now, power players, and asked them about the Oakland Raider brand, I don't think we're going back to saying that they're 60 or 70-year-old guys that remember the brand. I think most people that are in their 40s,
yes,
that are power players, decision makers right now.
That's what I said.
Would probably say, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're actually agreeing with me, even though you're arguing.
No.
I asked young people, what do you think? Specifically young people, what do you think?
Hey,
man. Dude, that with the deep, with the like real deep voice. He trying to act like he's not mad, but he's so mad. He like, no, I'm not mad. Like, everything dude say, like, look, man, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to argue with you. You do have a valid point, but I'm just saying for young people that maybe it's a little different. And I understand, but no. No, it's not different. You're like, okay, all right.
30.
Yes. Okay. I said, what do you think? And then we were talking about the brand. Obviously, the conversation's over your head, and I apologize to you.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I love it.
He hit him with the, now see, that's some shit I would say at the gym, and then people would be coming to me later like, you should apologize to that dude, man. You know you didn't need to take it that far.
He did apologize. He apologized.
That's right what I said. Here. I said I was sorry. It's over his head. Why I got to apologize?
Obviously, the conversation's over your head, and I apologize to you. I didn't mean to expose that. And by the way, the number is now 42. We've had 42 tweets about it.
By the way, nothing's over my head that you say.
If I say nothing. The brand, let's ask what young people think, and your response is, and I say, if you're anywhere between about 20 and 35 years old, I want to run an experiment. Just tell me what you think.
Yeah.
And your response back is, 40-year-olds don't think that.
No, I'm just 30-year-olds.
We were never talking about 40-year-olds.
You sit there and look at Twitter, and all of a sudden it's a scientific fact.
I never said it was scientific. I just asked. I don't even understand how you're upset.
I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how you're even disputing the fact that the brand is still one of the best brands in the world.
I asked if young people think that. That's all I did. And you got bent out of shape about it. As Aaron Rodgers would say, relax.
You know what, Doug? Shut up.
No. Yeah. Don't ever tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
You're not man enough to tell me to shut up.
You want to go?
I just think.
Seriously.
Hey, you can tell he moved the mic, dog. You hear it?
Yeah, and he says, seriously.
Seriously, you want to go?
You know what, Doug? Shut up.
No.
Yeah.
Don't ever tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
You're not man enough to tell me to shut up. That's a joke.
You want to go?
I just think.
Seriously, you don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
Why would you tell him?
Hey, I love that he can't cuss on the air. So he can't. He had to say F it.
Just shut up. Just shut up then. Just shut up then. Shut up, Roger.
Seriously. Seriously, Justin. You're not man enough to make me shut up.
You want to go? You want to go?
You want to go get something to eat?
You want to no. You heard what I said. You know what I meant.
Hey, by
I'm
the
saying,
way.
You, let's bull crap and I want to fight.
Listen, you doohickey. Hey, we're going to find out how man he thinks he is if he defuses this situation. Because if not, if he fight him, then he really do think he's not man enough to make him shut up. But if he be like, no, sit down. Why would I want to go? Then you know that he was scared.
Man to shut up. Either.
You know what? Seriously, you got a problem?
I do have a problem when somebody says shut up to me. That's a joke. It's un.
Nah, he don't want to fight, dog. He don't want to fight. Hey, man.
But he did stand by his word.
He did stand by his word, but you know he didn't want to fight.
He never moved from his chair.
Yeah, you know he was looking like, man, sit your ass down, dog. What you doing?
He probably turned his chair to the side and everything.
Dude, the proper response right there is sit. Yo, $5 ass down before I make change.
Yep.
But he really, you want to go?
Bullcrap.
You got a problem? Yes. Your breath.
Professional, and it's immature.
You know what?
You can disagree with me all you want, but to tell another man to shut up is idiotic.
He basically low-key called him an idiot.
Yeah, he called him stupid.
He keep calling him dumb. Oh, hit this nigga.
Hey, no. Here's the thing. How many episodes, how many times each episode does he call him dumb? Like,
dude,
each week.
It's got to happen every time they disagree. It sounds like a husband and wife in public having an argument where they try to act like they not. Where it's just like, well, you know, sometimes Karen can get a little tipsy and she gets a little carried away. I do not get carried away. You need to be careful. No, you need to be quiet. No one tells me to be quiet. You need to let it go. Just let it go so we can leave. No, you need to leave. I'll leave when I want to. I tell you when it's time to leave. You're like, this is now a full-blown argument. Y'all think y'all are not arguing in front of us? Y'all are arguing. I'm just saying, I'm not saying she's stupid. She's acting like a cunt. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying she is a cunt, but this is how a cunt would act if it was a cunt. What? Why is everybody looking at me? Oh, I'm the bad guy. Oh, now y'all gonna say Rod called his wife a cunt. Okay.
I see. Never said that. Never.
The character is over there like, seriously?
If you can't comprehend what I'm saying, read a book sometime.
If you need to visit Wikipedia during commercial to catch up to what I'm saying, fine. He was so good. Oh, it got quiet. I was playing it just now, y'all. No. That was the actual audio.
Yeah, so go back to the last episode.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unprofessional and it's immature.
You know what?
You can disagree immature with me all you want, but to tell another man to shut up is idiotic.
Speaking of idiot.
Dude. That really was the moment that he was supposed to get punched in the face.
So, speaking of idiot, is his comeback?
Homie looked a bull in the eyes and lived to tell the tale. Cause you, I don't care what you say. Dude with the deeper voice would have won the fight. I'm positive.
He sounds like he's a former jock.
Yeah, he sounds.
Never did anything but take his notepad to class.
Exactly. He just sounds like part of his reason for not giving a fuck what these young kids think. It's cause he, deep down, he's thinking, cause none of them can whoop my ass, so I don't care what these Twitter motherfuckers think. Take it to the streets. My big jock hands don't know how to work them little ass phones. And the other dude's like, Twitter is the future. They are correct.
If you will feel better by punching me, go ahead.
Oh, he called it. See, he broke him when he didn't punch him in that earlier time. See, you know what I'm saying? He broke him earlier when he was like, when they had that long silence after he called him an idiot. And all he said was, speaking of idiot, he was like, oh, now I know he ain't gonna hit me. So now I'm gonna pull out the cards. Your mama ugly anyway. What you gonna do? He think about it. He like, is this shit worth my job?
I bet his face red as hell.
He stood up there like, man, I just need to make two more payments on this Camry. Just two more payments.
Jill is going to kill me if I get fired again.
Yeah, the little voice in his head start talking. Doug, you know, players don't get good insurance. It took you 7 years to get this job, to work your way up to the morning shift. Lisa needs braces. You can't blow it right now. I know you want to just wring his neck until his weasel eyeballs pop out of his skull like a no, don't think that. Don't think about it.
It's classic outbound and down.
Mm-hmm. Eastbound and down.
Yeah, eastbound and down. When he was in the studio, he had just got that job.
Mm-hmm.
And then the black dude was choking him.
He just had to eat it. You know, he's all the jock stereotypes too. He like, don't be a jock. You know, they said that they shouldn't give you this job because you're just a Neanderthal caveman. If you hit him right now, you just prove everybody right.
Next, we're going to talk about Vontaze Burfict, since we both have the right to look at the way he handles himself right now. on Arizona Sports on 98.7
FM. He sounds nervous as hell.
Dude, you know what happened right there that last second? Dude realized that they got to go to commercial break. And he had a moment of, he could do anything he wants to after these mics turn off. I'm going to have to apologize to him after this commercial break. Like, that's what he was thinking.
Nope.
Because the other dude didn't say a word. So my belief is he's just sitting there staring a hole through him like,
angry as it.
Motherfucker, wait till these commercials come on.
I bet he had been messaging the station manager the whole time.
Yeah. Aaron. Oh, he cussed him out. No. He cussed that dude out.
No, I'm talking.
And the other dude,
the other dude was like, you need to get
I
down
need
here.
Security in here right now.
You need to get down here and listen to this. Come
Wolf
on.
Is acting up. The name of the show is Doug and Wolf.
You need to get down here right now.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, Doug is definitely asking for help on the instant message.
Yeah.
He is definitely asking for help. Because you know somebody listening. Somebody listening to the show.
Dude was going to fight his co-host, man. Hey, man, if you ever get that real, Justin, man, we got to stop doing the show. Like, I'm never about to be like, you want to go, Justin?
I was just going to punch you in the back of the head a second ago.
Dude, you just got to get out of my house and we going to come to fighting. We not fighting over no fucking this shit don't even matter. How much money do they make off the Oakland Raiders brand, Justin? Zero. These niggas about to fight over zero.
Well, you can't fight another man in his own house anyway, because
yeah,
he know where all the traps at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's foolish. But, yeah, I would leave. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
If you called the cops, how am I going to prove I was right?
Yeah, man.
I'm in your house. How could you ever prove you right, dude, fighting somebody else in their own house?
Dude, this is insane. Insane, man. These niggas was mad as shit. No. It's not. Seriously? Seriously? It's not a scientific poll, it's just Twitter. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas gonna fight over this shit? Put them up! Anyway, Rick Carlisle apologized to Chandler Parsons for calling him fat.
That's the Rockets coach, right?
Yeah. Here's what's funny about this Rick Carlisle thing. He apologized in such a sincere manner that it makes you wonder, like, why he... When did it get this serious, right? Because he basically made a joke insinuating Chandler Parsons needs to spend more time working on his conditioning rather than saying, you know, he was, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So Chandler Parsons responded with a hilarious picture of himself making a pouty face on the balcony of a hotel with his abs hanging out, and like his ass, like he's in perfect shape. You know what I mean? Like, there's no body fat on this dude. And it's obvious that, you know, Rick Carlisle was, whatever he did wasn't fun. Like, but he did in a funny way. Like he didn't do it on some like, oh, woe is me, poor me. He did it like, oh, pouty face. I'm gonna make a joke like, oh, I'm so upset you call me fat. But really, he's not, you know, he's not fat at all. I'll put the picture up for everybody to see. So, like, you know, you can see there's no fat on that dude, man.
Did Rick Carlisle ever play basketball?
Yeah, I think so. So, he has this look like, you know, look at me, dog. I'm looking good. And so, Rick Carlisle actually apologized, like, very sincerely, which is very funny. He says a bad example beneath the dignity of a championship team.
You know what's crazy too, man, is I wouldn't expect something like that out of Rick Carlisle either. Like, that just never seemed like in his character.
It really makes you wonder if that's why the Pistons didn't listen to him. When he tried to replace Larry Brown.
Yep.
And then the team stopped playing defense and started trying to, everybody thought they could score. And Ben Wallace was like, the fuck are y'all doing, nigga? We ain't no scorers.
But it make you wonder too why Dallas wasn't successful. No, I mean.
Oh, actually, yeah, he's a Dallas coach, right? Because because Chandler Parsons got traded to Dallas or went to Dallas. So yeah, man, it is weird. He just got there. He got all that money.
It make you wonder what, like, that's why the team only got that one ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, and they did it despite him versus along with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because all the other years they've been close and had the same team, better teams even.
Yeah.
and not even close to getting the ring.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting, man. Like, Carl, like, it's weird that he did single him out, but it's like the apology is so formal. Like, I'll read some of it to you. It's inappropriate to single out Chandler Parsons after the game Friday night. I have apologized to him and the entire team for this error in judgment. Not only is Chandler Parsons one of the best players, he's also one of our hardest working players and the kind of high character person we strive to bring to our city and franchise. I also made it clear to our players and staff this morning that this type of judgment, wait, this type of bad example is not a judgment. Not only is Chandler Parsons one of the best players, this type of bad example is not acceptable and beneath the dignity of a championship organization like Dallas Mavericks. So, yeah, he basically was like, Chandler Parsons, I'm sorry. I love you, and I take it back.
Mr. Bond said Carlisle did play on the 86 Celtics.
Yeah, so there you go, man. But, I mean, it's weird to take a shot like that, but it's even weirder to apologize so formal.
Jay Sawyer saying him on the top of the stadium taking that picture.
Florida State said Jameis will not miss any games. Of course not.
Yeah, man. You know
they got to fight on this lie, guys. If he starts missing games now, there's more reason to look into the autographs and the investigation, all this shit.
You know the other thing too, man, is that they not ranked number one and they haven't lost a game.
Right.
They suspend Jameis and they lose a game.
It's over.
They ranking, yeah, they done. They not making it to because the new playoff system started this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, they got to win all their games. They need Jameis.
And they played Notre Dame this weekend, who's also undefeated. So, this is a huge game.
Yeah, Jameis got to win all his games, man.
If they win this game, well, you know what would be funny is if they lost the game and then they just was like, ah, oh, fuck it, he's spending the rest of the season. We know we ain't going to the playoffs now. even as Florida, he got caught signing some autographs, but it doesn't really matter because unless they can prove he got paid for signing autographs, there's nothing illegal about signing autographs. And he signed over 2,000 items at this point. So, I mean, if he's not getting paid for it, the autographs, damn, they're worthless. I mean, nigga signing anything you put in front of him. Like,
and you know what, man? That's the other part that's so ridiculous. It's because you know at those booster meetings that they have, or all the booster luncheons and booster breakfasts and booster dinners that they have, you know they end up signing memorabilia and shit, taking pictures with them boosters so the boosters can feel like they're somebody. Look at me, look at my picture with Jameson. With Jameis. So for them to be like, yeah, bro, you're in trouble for signing these other autographs for free, it's ridiculous, man. It really is.
Is and especially when you can't prove that, like, people want him suspended and they can't prove he did anything wrong.
Yep.
Like, they couldn't even prove the shit with the rape allegations, and people are like, if Florida State had any character, they would sit him for what? What's the point now?
Well, you know, certain
what did you know a week ago that you don't know now? Nothing.
Well, some people feel like a person should be punished just for being accused of crimes.
Just for the suspicion of it, a.k.a. Yep. The NFL policy.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, that's... But it's only for certain people that they feel that way.
Yeah. Black people.
Yep. I mean, there it is. Facts.
Pistorius' agent is testifying in sentencing hearing.
Why didn't he testify during the trial?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I think the point is, even if he did, what is it going to prove? He guilty of murdering his girlfriend.
But he's testifying for the defense, so maybe for the character of him.
Man, he shot that woman in the bathroom.
Yeah, man.
But he wasn't actually convicted of
the
murder.
The woman he was supposed to love.
What was he convicted of? It wasn't murder. It was something
like manslaughter type shit. Something like, you know.
Something where he can get less time.
Yeah, whatever.
They wanted to serve his time at home doing community outreach.
Hey, man, fuck Vontaze Burfict. This nigga was trying to fuck Cam Newton and Greg Elson uncles up when he tackled him. And it was obvious as day.
Yep.
Like, he dirty as shit.
Yep, because at first I thought Cam kicked him in the face. Yeah. And they replayed it during the game and was like, he just kind of moved his leg over, like, trying to get free. And I was like, please, Cam. Because at first I thought, Ndamukong Suh, they're going to suspend him for, like, 2-3 games for kicking a player in the face.
Greg Olsen wasn't taking that shit. He said punishment needs to go beyond the fine. Guys like that don't learn from that stuff. He's been fined 100 times for headhunting, and he did it to Kelvin Benjamin again. You watch the film, that's just what he is. At some point, if the NFL wants to really say they care about guys' safety, they got to start putting guys out for weeks. Me and Cam are lucky we aren't out for weeks, or Kelvin isn't out for weeks. If you're going to start putting guys on other teams out, then the ramification needs to equal that. I agree. It is hypocritical of the NFL. Also, what about during Bountygate?
Yep.
You remember when they was like, they missed Bountygate because they let shit like this go. Last thing I'll say about it is, wouldn't it be nice if the commissioner could come out and give a statement about, oh, that's right. No one's seen the commissioner in a month.
And you know the other part, man? I'm glad Cam handled it the way he did. Cause Cam just, he got an ankle injury. He's still healing from, like, just cause he out there playing don't mean that ankle 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, definitely, man. And they were on the injury report with hurt ankles, and the guy tried to hurt their hurt ankles again.
Yeah. Like that's deliberate. That's part of what Bountygate was.
Yeah.
People just think Bountygate is, oh, I knocked him out, gave him concussion. No, it's little injuries and shit like that.
Hey, remember that dude that was grabbing the women outside the club and asked for that STD kit?
He back
on the Dolphins. He reinstated.
My dude Shelby, what was his
Derek name? Derek Shelby,
my nizzle.
He already back, dude. So people don't really care too much about them women still. That's not under the contact. Why is that not under the conduct policy? You can just grope women outside the club. That's fine. But just don't hit the one you love.
Because they black. And, you know, Darren Sharp was out there getting the white women.
Well, it was in Miami, so they probably Cuban.
Close enough.
Monica Wright received backlash for leaving Kevin Durant.
Who is Monica Wright?
Isn't that the question of the day?
Her name sounds so familiar.
People thought I was crazy, Monica Wright said. Back in July, Madame Noir told you about Monica Wright, the Minnesota Lynx baller, who was engaged to Kevin Durant but split for him.
Yes, her. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember? She's split from Kevin Durant over hold on. Let me put a picture up because people gonna want to know in the chat what she looked like. Here's a picture with Kevin Durant from Instagram where they was going together. I feel like Kevin Durant, the type of dude that, like, he definitely hold hands and, like, they definitely go together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They take long walks, places. Is the picture showing up? Oh, there it is. All right. How many dudes start following her after this? Anyway, she was engaged to Kevin Durant, but split from him over issues in their respective faith and beliefs. As she told Lynx fans at the time, Faith and Family Night event this summer, I was engaged last year, and it kind of changed that relationship big time because I was going in a direction that unfortunately a lot of people aren't willing to sacrifice their lifestyles for. I was in, of course, the decision to share this information put Wright in the spotlight and started a conversation for many people about the role of religious beliefs and the walk you take to strengthen your beliefs play in real relationships. Many people were critical of her choice to ditch the NBA MVP, while others applauded her for doing what was best for her and putting God first. Months and months later, while speaking to Risen Magazine, according to YBF, she spoke about that load of criticism and God having her back in her decision to leave that relationship behind. Yeah, in my last relationship with NBA All-Star Kevin Durant, I had to make a decision about compromising myself as a woman. I had to make a decision to leave a relationship, which a lot of people thought I was crazy to leave. What do you think the compromise was?
Threesome,
yeah, that's what I went
him,
to.
Westbrook.
Two dudes? You thought they was trying to Eiffel Tower?
I feel like that's what Durant would want. I feel like Westbrook, and Westbrook got a bad one.
Yeah, why would Westbrook be into that?
No, that's what Durant wanted.
Oh, you wanted, wait.
I mean, Durant wanted Westbrook.
Durant wanted another man, a man, yep. Man free. Why are you going to slander him like that? Why would you do that, Justin? How'd you do that
was
man?
So easy.
Is that why? Is that why? Is that why he's not in your top 10? Is that why?
It was so easy.
Man, that's cold. You cold, bro. You're cold, man. I thought it was the other way. Like, he's like, I'm already dating a WNBA player. So, I mean, I know you know somebody. You can't get one of your teammates to come over tonight? I know y'all, you know, a little loose over there with them, with the rules.
Hey, and that's a good assumption too.
That's what I think happened. And she was like, what about my walk with Jesus? He's like, you need to compromise. She's like, I'm already compromising myself.
And she looked nice too, man.
Yeah, too nice. I don't like them too religious. But, that's crazy.
But
too religious, you go home and maybe damn pawn your Xbox One for Ty's money or something.
But I don't want the team Jesus worshipers.
Yeah, I can't do
like
it, man.
Team Beyonce.
Yeah. Like Jesus this. Come in and be directing your relationship more than y'all do.
Yeah,
you know, I was at church and the pastor said that oral sex is just as much a sin as anything else.
I was just about to be like, so I literally was going to be like, so you want me to suck your dick? Let's pray on this. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm coming to you in this hour of need. Because my man wants to perform oral sex on him before marriage.
It's like he's like, girl, why don't you suck my dick? Oh, you want me to suck your dick? Yeah, girl. Okay, let me get on my knees and pray about this. Jesus! You're like, wait, hold up. No, you're not going home. You know what? Never mind. I don't need my dick sucked. No, you get on them knees too. We need to pray together.
Put this other picture in the chat. I put in the question. All right, sir. But, yeah, she definitely prayed about everything they did together. Wake up in the morning. He trying to get, you know, a morning quickie.
Mm-hmm.
And she trying to pray. She yeah. wanted to say a morning prayer to start her day. She trying to go to church on Sundays. He trying to sleep in because he been to the strip club all night.
Right.
Hanging out with Rusty.
Yep.
But, you know, didn't Westbrook get engaged?
Yeah. He Man. Done with the game.
Hey, Westbrook, they. Durant going to be trying to go hang out. And mm-hmm. Westbrook gonna be like, nah, bro, I'm at home with her friend. You
and
know,
that's how KD ends up in DC.
You know the one that the friend of the one you used to go out with? That's why LeBron left. I'm telling you, that's why LeBron left Miami.
And that's how Kevin Durant ends up in the Washington Wizards next year.
Yep. Or Westbrook ends up in LA because that's where he's from.
I don't think his deal is up. There was a lot of criticism over it, but I think God had my back in it because I hold to what I know to be true. That is what God will reward instead of what people on the earth think is a good catch.
Hey, those stacks is hilarious, man. He said mm-hmm. nothing says teamwork like working towards a common goal like an orgasm.
Yep.
And she thick too, man.
I know. You seeing that surfboard?
Surfboard.
Surfboard. It was all good just 19 See, months ago.
He fucked up. What he should have been doing was leading the prayer and say, Lord, I come to you today at my hour of need and hope that you can bring some guidance into Monica's mind that a threesome with her and one of her fine teammates, and he named one,
mm-hmm.
that we can work things out in this threesome together.
Because if Skylar Diggins is wrong, Lord... Then you must be wrong because ain't nothing wrong with what God made. Am I right?
And amen as we come closer together. Mm-hmm. This will only bring us closer.
You know, they say you got to be equally yoked. So we both need to fuck Skylar Diggins. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not just one of us. Both of us, Lord.
I mean, I got two hands. What more does she want?
Yep.
Two hands.
You know what? Kevin Durant fell for that trap, though. This is what happened when you be living with your mom and shit. He fell for that. You need a good girl. You got to get you a good church-going woman that fears the Lord and watch Tyler Perry movies. And you be like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Nope, but
that's what I need. But see, she didn't have that other angle in his life that's like, nah, son, you got to get the freaky church girl. Like, get the one coming in a little late, clothes looking like she just came from the club. I still wreck. She ain't getting enough sleep. The one that leaves early because she gonna go. She wanna go fix some wings for the game for so she can watch football this afternoon.
Yeah, she gotta get to the store real quick.
You know, and the liquor store closes at 2, so she can't stay till 2. That's what you need.
But that's how he got Monica, was because he was like, oh yeah, you know, girl, my mama first for everything.
Yep.
You know, and she was like, oh, I got me a good man, love his mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's then, how he got her.
Then one night he was like, I want to try anal. She was like, what? This is not what you was talking about in church.
Hold on. I need to pray.
Oh, no, baby. Please. Oh. Cut on all the lights. Turn on all the lights. Get on your knees. We praying.
Hey, he want to listen to Lil B now so he can end mm-hmm. the curse. She's like, no, we ain't listening to nothing but Mary Mary.
You know, she broke up when she found a porn on his hard drive. What is this, Kevin? What is this? Lord Jesus, get on your knees. Let's pray. Oh, is this tentacles?
Why are your pants so tight?
Is this Wesley Pipes? How do I know the name? How do you know the name, Kevin? Don't ask me.
I'm praying for you. Where's my holy water?
Lord Jesus, please. Just make the boy act right.
You trying to what? That to church? Go get a regular suit.
Yes.
Go. And it needs to be black.
I came into your room the other day, Kevin, and I found a hairbrush. Have you been brushing your hair secretly behind my back? No, I swear I haven't. Look at how nappy it is right now. I never keep it. You know I never put a comb through this. No, Kevin, I don't trust you. We got to pray on this.
If you want your hair to be different, you don't use brushes in this house. Not in this house. You pray to the Lord for a change.
Are those waves? God, if God wanted you to have waves, Kevin, He would naturally put them in your hair. Now comb it with this brick, like I told you.
Mm-mm, Kevin, I do not kiss until I get married.
What?
Hold
hands? Ugh, get off me. What's wrong with you?
What is second base? Because we're not playing baseball, so what do you mean? You want to go to second base? Ain't no diamonds in the backyard.
Put your fingers in what? Are you serious? Let's pray on this.
You just want to smell it. What you mean? Yeah.
Here's what I've let you put your fingers in. Put your fingers in this formation right here. Start praying. Get on your knees.
And see, I knew buying a Bible for every room in the house would be necessary. Because you need some changes. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, I'm praying for a change in your mindset right now.
I went into your closet to clean today. And I found a King magazine. What is this smut, Kevin?
Hey, look. Kevin come home from practice. He see a car in the driveway. He think it's Skylar.
Mm-hmm.
It's another dude. What is this man doing in my house? Oh, I brought the youth pastor over.
Yeah, Reverend. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
I invited the youth pastor over because I wanted him to have a word with you about manhood and have prayer. Show you some verses in the Bible that you can live by.
Right.
And also to talk to you about the sanctity of marriage and why a man and woman should save themselves.
Right. Go ahead and talk to him.
Sit down. Wait, no, yeah. I'll take you back. Have a seat.
Go ahead. I'm going to go in the other room and cook.
Yeah, you can shower later.
Yeah. Tell him about how brushing his hair is the path to the devil. And you need to keep them naps. Why is his hair so nappy? This is why you don't be wearing them book bags and shit to practice, man. You like a fucking nerd. And it wouldn't be playing you like a nerd. No, you can't get no pussy.
And low key, man, I knew his hair was. I wasn't gonna say nothing about his hair because I thought, you know, maybe he got some type of hair disease or something.
Hair disease.
You know what I mean?
He do got the nappy,
alopecia. You know, like something, but it's the nappy disease or something. Mm-hmm.
Napola.
And Turk was like, "What is wrong with his head?" And when Turk commented on it, I knew it was okay to joke him forever about him and them naps.
Yeah, dog.
Durant just need a do-rag, man. He could bring it back, and wouldn't nobody say nothing.
Is this... I went into your bathroom, okay? Now, forgive me, but I was actually looking for some Nair. Because, you know, even though you can't see this pussy, I keeps it tight down there. But I was looking for, you know, some Nair, some razors, so I could do some grooming. And I found this, Kevin. What is this? Is this sporting waves? Is this wave grease, Kevin? Are you greasing your scalp? And are you putting grease on your hair so that you can get waves? Now, you know Jesus does not believe in waves. Okay, let's turn to Deuteronomy 4:17.
You either grow your hair out like Jesus and have some golden locks or not at all.
Right.
Look,
let me read this passage from the Bible, Revelations. His hair was curly like wool, Kevin.
Quoting the book of Black Rob, you better keep them naps and shame the devil.
Mm-hmm. Keep your naps and shame. Don't tell me what my brush can't do.
The book of Black Rob, y'all. The book of Black Rob.
Don't worship false idols, Kevin. And this S curl ain't nothing but a false idol.
Let's quote to the book of Dr. Dostax. If the Lord wanted you to have waves, he would have put you on the ark, Kevin.
The only ways I see is when Moses parted the Red Sea. That's the ways we believe in this house.
You need to read your Bible more. This is, You know what? From now on, we're going to Sunday school. We're going to go to church. We're going to go to Sunday night. We're going to go all the Sunday night services. And I'm going to need you to start coming to Wednesday night Bible study.
Let he who is without naps brush the first wave.
Oh, Kevin, you want to put basketball before God? You got to talk about practice. Practice. Okay. Go ahead and put basketball before God and see what happens. And ergo, now we have the broken foot.
This is why you're 9 out of 10. This is on your top 10 list, you know?
Because Kobe would have told her, no disrespect, Monica, but you can get the fuck out of my life.
First of all, Kobe would have been like, we're not fucking? Oh, bye. Yeah.
What you mean you'll do? What?
Yeah. Oh, no, I wasn't asking what we fucking. I was actually going to tell you that I was going to be fucking other bitches tonight, and you don't need to come over. So this is awkward. I guess we broke up. Good night. Kevin Durant underwent successful surgery to repair a fracture in his right foot that the Lord gave him.
I hope he prayed on it. Because if he didn't, the first time he tried to walk, his foot just gonna fall off.
Hey, what if secretly she petty enough to be happy about this? Like all that Jesus shit she was talking about, then like secretly she's like, good Lord, fuck his foot up, I hang it on.
See, I knew that if he strayed away from your path, Lord, this would happen to him. And I tried to tell him. Matter of fact, I'm going to call him and tell him that he needs, if he don't get right with you, his foot will never be the same again.
She texted him like, a weak man will never be able to walk the path of the Lord with a broken foot.
Mm-hmm. I pray you get right with the Lord so that you can walk again.
Cause
you see
not,
me out here winning rings and shit.
If not, everything you do, it's gonna crumble.
Your broke foot bastard.
Your broke ass foot, nigga. Your nappy hair. You know all that shit she thought was cute at first. Like, oh, I like your hair. I don't mind it being a little nappy. She's like, your broke nappy head, infidelity motherfucker, you.
Always commenting on my body, talking about how big my booty is.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling you, you need to just go pray on it.
If you want this, by the way, you know she was gonna not fuck good. that was just, you write that in stone. She gonna make him wait all that time and then just be there like a cold fish. Like, yeah, when we get, see, you just gotta wait, Kevin, because when we get together and the Lord has blessed it, you will be blessed with the fruitful bounty and you will understand. Then he gonna get there and hit it. She gonna be like, no, don't do that. Missionary only.
But this what's gonna happen. Durant gonna go, he gonna start going to church. You know what I mean? He got the foot, he gonna start going to church. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, some dude named Cuddy is breaking her off. And it's gonna be awkward when Durant tried to get back with her.
Right.
And Cuddy gonna be at the house. Now see, she wasn't fucking you. She wasn't fucking you and sucking you like this, was she? At first, you need to be thanking me, young blood.
The nigga she meet is gonna be so fucked up. He gonna be so fucked up. The nigga she marry is gonna be so much worse than Kevin Durant. Like, man, see what I did with the bitch. She gonna be calling the bitch. She gonna be right there.
Yep.
See what I did with the bitch. I said, listen, you full of shit. You fucking. And I was right.
Yep.
Yes, what was you doing, young blood? You was trying to wait? She got you. She got you with that one, huh? Yeah, I remember when I was your age. I had a backpack. Nappy hair.
I was in middle school.
Yeah, baby, hand me my activator. Yeah, I had the same kind of hair.
Matter of fact, go fix me a sandwich while you're down there. Kevin, you want some too?
But yeah, you know, I let my boys hit now. I mean, shit, I don't care.
Now, baby, we got company, so at least put some drawers on while you're walking around the house. I know you in one of my shirts, but at least put some drawers on.
And go and pick up Junior from downstairs, cause, you know. Oh, no, that's not our baby. I had that baby a long time before her. But nah, she, you know, she a good mama too.
She's looking salty as hell.
Yeah. You know, when I got the bitch, like, damn, dog, you gonna call a bitch into her face? Oh, she don't mind. She not even listening. But yeah, Kevin.
You can lead her out the water, but you can't make her think. Am I right?
You know, you know what I say, Kev? You treat them like you beat them. Okay. You know, cause the Lord said, spare the rod, spoil the child. And she is looking like a child to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever spare the rod. You know, I give her both the rods, if you know what I mean.
Cause that ass looking fatter these days, ain't it? I said it wasn't that fat when you was, yeah, back when you were trying to get it. Yeah. I got it right for you, that young boy.
Yeah, boy. Anyway, you can have her back if you want.
You know, she got to be out by next week anyway.
Yeah. Now, you might want to get it checked at the clinic. I'll just tell you like this now, okay?
I got Skylar coming through.
First thing, man,
you got Skylar coming through. I've been trying to fuck both of them for the longest.
Oh, that was first night.
Oh, yeah, I fucked both of them already. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I didn't even start dating this bitch. I started dating Skylar. And I said, can you get her to come over? So that's how it happened. Man, look at this picture of him with his foot, man. Looking at his phone, man. This is the saddest picture ever, dog.
Why he ain't even on his Xbox or something? He playing games on his phone. He downloaded Candy Crush and shit.
Dog, he looks sad as shit, man. He like, man, my girl left me for Jesus. My foot don't work.
Lucky she left him because he ain't getting no check. She ain't want to be taking care of his ass with this broke foot.
He'll eat that booty, man. No, you know, he's young and naive, man. I don't know how to keep him.
Hey, Russell out there doing it.
You got to fuck the Jesus out of him, man.
Don't Russell like it. Yeah.
Look, Russell was like, look, all you got to do is fuck the Jesus out of her and you'll be fine. You got to fuck until she be like, I'm going to miss church this week.
Imagine a woman trying to pray with Russell Westbrook. We ain't praying for shit. I told you we ain't praying. Now you need to suck my dick right now.
The problem with Russell Westbrook is he probably do go to church and shit, but he be wearing your clothes. Let me get them capris. Those some cute capris, girl. Shit, you gonna wear them? Well, let me wear them capris for you.
I got these new Jordans. They got heels on them.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook, the only dude that his girl could go in his closet, and it's like she just went in her closet. Girl, what are you wearing my shirt for? Cause this is a shirt. I thought it was a blouse.
And they the same size and shit too.
Right. You know how many women go down his house? Like, you know how your girl go down, like she'd go in your drawer or something. You come home, she wearing like a big ass oversized t-shirt and some shorts. You like, I see you went through my closet, you know, my basketball shorts now or whatever. Like, but you let her wear it anyway. Cause your girl, whatever. Right.
Yep.
Well, like Russell, the only one that can legit get mad. Like, no, that is a designer blouse. Okay. That is top of the line couture. Take that shit off.
Hey,
are those my heels? Are those my heels? You better put on some flats.
He donate shit to the Salvation Army, and they try to put it in the women's section. Yeah. Like, no, that's the men's though. Nah, sir, this is a blouse. This is a woman's blouse.
Sir, I think I know a blouse. Okay, I work here. Him and Dwayne Wade. You know the Dwayne Wade and them be looking in the back of their shirts and this shit be like size 17. You don't say large, extra large. You don't say, it don't say like that shit like a regular shirt. Oh, a medium? No, this shit is like, yeah, this is a 17.
These pants say that they size 11 tall.
Yeah. These.
You know that's women's size, yeah, right?
Is this 11 waist? These are awfully snug for an 11 waist.
You notice it says hip huggers on the...
Sir, I believe you're in the wrong section. The men's section is over there. And you look like you're about a 28 waist, so...
He and his friend shopping in the women's section.
Yeah. Girl, they got a sale! I'm about to go hit this clearance rack. I know, man, they women probably love shopping with them. Like, my wife hates shopping with me because I'll be like, isn't it time to go? Damn, it's been 5 minutes. Jesus Christ.
I get mad as hell if I go somewhere with Turk and they don't got a chair for me to sit down.
Me too. I'm like, God damn, I hate the limited.
But anytime you go to the men's and they got a dressing room, it's always chairs and shit.
Right. And we be in and out the fastest.
Right.
We be like,
I just go in and hold a shirt up to me and be like, yep, it fits.
It's like I want walking in, look at the jeans, be like, that's about right. Yeah, I got, this is what belts are for. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Women be like, it needs to be the exact size. If I suck it in my gut and then I just don't breathe for 3 hours, I can wear these to the dance.
But good luck, Durant. Get her back for somebody else, get her. Mm-hmm. Just change your approach.
Yeah.
Take advice from Rusty. Eat the booty.
Yeah, man. He fucked the Jesus out there, his girl. You don't got to worry about it. I'm about to put this shit on Twitter. On the low, you know, Russell Westbrook and Dwayne Wade, women love
don't do it,
going
man.
Shopping at the same stores
in the women's section
as their men.
See, oh. I guess that's why I would take it too far, because I would
wait,
put it in
I'm
the
about
women's
to put, I'm about to put. I'm about to put, I don't have enough characters, hold on. I'm about to figure this out. In the women's section. Oh, I did have enough characters. I'll just take a couple of these O's out. There you go. Yeah.
You went too far.
No, that's perfect. Just on the low, man, think, I bet that's a good selling point.
It's facts.
Yeah. Like, you know, they probably be looking at a girl like, ooh, that's a cute blouse. They got my size? Shit, what is that, polka dots? I like these ruffles on the front. Mm.
Anytime Dwayne Wade looking for another woman to have a break baby with, he'd be like, oh, let me get your number. You know who I am? Yeah, you that cheating motherfucker Dwayne Wade. Yeah, but you know, we can go shopping together.
Right.
Oh, that is right. You do like women's clothes. Yeah.
That's how he be meeting them. What if he don't even like women's clothes? That's just how he meet his hoes. Yeah, baby, I gotta go to the mall. Yeah, I gotta go to Learners. So, yeah. Just one thing led to another.
Well, you know what happened last time you went to Learners?
I was trying on some clothes in the Limited, and one thing led to another. And let's just say I was up in Lady Gap, all right. You know what I mean? I was in there.
When did she start taping for her show again? Because that's, I feel like that's when the next scandal will come out.
Yeah.
Whenever she started taping again, another scandal will come out. By the way.
I know exactly what size Nikes I wear. Like, I know all my shit.
Right. And for different shoes.
Yeah.
Because they all different.
I know all my shit, man. Who are these? Anyway, God bless women. They great. I just won't go shopping with you. Speaking of going shopping, Joseph Randall decided that he was going to steal $123 worth of cologne and drawers.
Did he go through the self-checkout and forget to bag it?
Yeah, it's good confusion.
I can see how you would confuse that in the mall.
He went to the store at a Dallas department store. The police officer caught him. He said, all right, y'all got me. At the security guard stopped him.
Man,
he didn't even try.
Man, they got you on tape.
Man, they ain't got me to them no boxes.
I still no boxes.
Man, they ain't got me on tape. Randall, who was charged with a Class B misdemeanor theft between $50 and $500, was detained Monday evening by a store security and later taken to Frisco City Jail.
Come on, you know he had over $1,000 worth of cologne and shit.
Man,
and
first
they
of all,
dropped it down to keep it a misdemeanor.
No, first of all, he had the money on him. That's the funniest part. This is a principal of it type of crime.
Why did he just pay for it while it,
dude,
when it came up?
He said he was tired of waiting. He was like, the line was too long, so I stole it. The arrest came a day after one of his best games. According to an arrest report, he was caught on video placing the items later identified as a tester bottle of Gucci. Guilty black cologne. Oh, nigga. It's right there in the title. You guilty black nigga. You stole the shit. How you gonna steal guilty black?
Hey, man, just get Mayhem to show up as a character witness.
What are the other choices? The nigga did it cologne from Calvin Klein.
It's the justice system, man. It's the justice system. He can't win.
He stole a bottle of attempted theft from the shit is called guilty black cologne, dog. This nigga did it, man. God, who does that?
A Dallas Cowboy player. That's it.
Damn.
Hey, but you
this
know
how you know the Cowboy's back.
But he Gucci.
He is Gucci.
Cause Jerry Jones out there giving up the middle finger.
And
put
a
middle fingers up. Look, they before pregame.
Yep.
And after that, they be like, put your middle fingers up.
Mm-hmm. And the stripper if you don't give a fuck. And a two-pack of polo underwear into a dealer's bag after making a purchase at the Stonebriar Center about 30 miles north of Dallas. Cologne and draws, man.
Was it that bad? You had no more clean underwear.
What happens there? Like,
I had to get a right there.
Are you about to meet a bad bitch? You just like, I can only have time for a shower, but I might be able to spray some cologne on my drawers and just roll up in there like this. The 22-year-old was stopped by a security guard in the parking lot, later told a police officer that he saw the old guy referring to the security guard, and he thought to himself, all right, y'all got me. Hey. After getting stopped by security, he returned to the store. Yeah, y'all got me. He returned to the store, and the items were recovered. The cost was about $123.50 before sales tax. Randall is a second-year of a 4-year, $2.3 million rookie contract with a base salary of basically $500,000.
So, but Jameson can't get no job.
Yeah, Jameis can't get a job, dog.
Okay, Jameis getting in the NFL, man. Yeah. He only stole some crab legs.
But he did his stealing afterwards. It's the timing. It's the timing that looks suspect.
Jameis did his, he stole some crab legs and said he was
hungry. I didn't say he won't get a job.
He was hungry.
I just don't think he's gonna get that top pick.
Jameis said he was hungry.
The Cowboys did not respond to a request for comment because it was like, fuck y'all. Spielman, who's CJ Spielman, is a special teams player. And he had a sexual assault complaint filed last month. He hasn't been arrested or charged. And he's played in every game because Dallas don't care. Oh, man. Jason Joseph Rand. All right. You got me. I stole that shit. I give up right now. Marvin Lewis said that because of media scrutiny, somehow the concussions last longer.
At least they're not gay.
Yeah.
We don't want those distractions. But concussions?
Yeah,
you that's a problem too.
I'm tired of niggas not learning. You can't be laughing about concussions. Nobody is okay with it anymore. Don't be the last one to know. That's all I'm saying. Now you call them players soft, basically, making jokes like concussions ain't real. Don't do that.
Ain't nothing to talk about people in their pinky toes, though.
You've been the longest tenured coach in the NFL for a while now. Come on, don't do this. RG3 returns. When he returns, he will be the starter, said Coach Jay Gruden after seeing enough of Kirk. He's like, I've seen enough. The white boy not that good. We will put RG3 back in when he's healthy.
They can't even trade him like they really wanted to. What's up, the player?
It only gets worse every week that he plays.
Right.
His value gets worse and worse.
Because they wasn't going to play him. They had no intentions of playing him. And they was gonna trade him. They get themselves another quarterback. He could have went to Cleveland. Perfect place for Cousins.
Jim Irsay is back, so good for him.
It happened 6 games.
Yep.
Congratulations. What is the outcry for more games? For out here selling cocaine out here in the streets.
Apparently it's okay. That's fine. Leon Spinks is in the hospital after going a few rounds with some chicken wings. That's right.
I'm trying not to laugh because he can't help it. He was once a boxer.
He was
that dude, man. Trying not to laugh.
He's hospitalized in Nevada, and it's because he had a chicken wing meal gone bad. His attorney tells us Spinks is known to his friends as the Chicken Wing King.
I hope he wouldn't take a fried chicken. That's the last thing we need for the colonel to go down and all this. And been an institution in the black community for years and years and years. Kentucky Fried Chicken was even in a Spike Lee movie. This is not what we need.
Yeah.
In school days.
We don't need
Samuel
to be,
L. Jackson was in that scene.
We don't need to be implicating the colonel with this type of problems.
Yeah, well, this is not what we need.
Killing an American legend?
Over some bad chicken? Dog.
He accidentally swallowed a bone. They got stuck in his intestine. He's undergone 2 surgical procedures so far.
Now, he do seem like the type of black dude that we'll eat the bone.
The third is scheduled for later today. He is conscious and on the mend. His current wife, Brenda, is adamant that she has power of attorney over Leon.
Current wife.
Mm-hmm. Despite a contrary claim by his ex-wife, Betty. As we previously reported, Betty says Leon empowered her to call the shots regarding his health after their divorce back in 2004. But Leon's attorney tells us Brenda and Leon have a power of attorney agreement. Betty's power of attorney was expressly revoked by Leon.
How can your ex-wife have a power of attorney over
right.
you?
Over the current wife.
Married?
Yeah.
That logically doesn't even make sense.
Let him die. That's what she going to say?
First of all, I've never been a woman named Betty you could trust.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But also, you know she going to say let him die. She don't like that nigga. That's why she an ex.
You saw Betty, right? She's a clean-up woman.
Hakeem Olajuwon out here telling them bald-headed lies again.
I got them emails on deck, dog.
And all caps, he told. He did an interview with NBA.com where he said that He expects Dwight Howard to have an MVP type season.
Hakeem keeps selling his business, dog.
Yeah.
He's a great businessman.
He said he's going to have an MVP type season because he's older, more mature. You can tell that he's really feeling better physically. I like what I saw. He is a very hard worker. He takes jobs seriously. And you can see that he has used some of the things we talked about last season and is making them part of his game.
Come on, man.
Now it's about having
four lives in one sentence.
He's healthy, he's strong, he's ready. And now it's about having an attitude to go out every night and dominate.
Who wrote this for Hakeem? Because I don't think Hakeem don't seem like the type of dude that'll lie to you like this, man.
Man, he seemed like the type. He'll lie. He lying like shit. He be lying like a motherfucker. He be showing this nigga like three moves, and then they get it on tape, put it on YouTube, and then he use that to make money the rest of the year.
Come get your moves, 10,000 a piece.
Yeah.
The price ain't going up. Now
they don't show you how many takes it took. All them walks they had to put on the leave on the cutting room floor.
The price of the brick going up because of Dwight Howard.
No, Dwight, take two steps, not three. Damn it. All right, start over. We're going to act like we're doing it again. All right, there you go. Take two steps and lay it up. Here we go.
Didn't Houston hire Hakeem?
Because
Dwight couldn't afford couldn't afford the prices on his own.
He needed reminders every day. He couldn't afford to keep going back to the well.
He need that money for these young girls. He got to fly out to the hotel room. Get them crab legs.
He says, I could see last year when I worked with him in camp that there were some things that he could not do, or there were things that he did not think he could do. This nigga playing him. No, you could do that. You just don't know. The difference now is that he is fit and those doubts are gone. This is the player who can go back to being the best center in the league and the kind of player that can lead his team to a championship. I think he should be dominant on both ends of the floor.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I wonder how James Harden feel about that, because that means Howard would be taking more shots.
Mm-hmm.
And Harden ain't going for that.
Well, he did address that they have two of the best players in Harden and James and Dwight.
Well, nobody plays defense on their team.
That's what I'm just telling you what he said. I ain't saying this right.
You know who I would like to see Hakeem work with, though? Is one of them other centers with the Spurs.
They'll never need him. Man, you know, fucking...
Tiago Splitter?
Nah, listen. You know they coach not having his ass around that team. You think he gonna let him? He like, no. Get the fuck away. We don't need your snake oil salesman.
Keep about just trying to get to the right email.
You're not about to make nobody better. Get the fuck out of here.
He could, though, man.
Nah. You can't learn what he can do.
It's Dwight.
Anybody that has watched Hakeem Olajuwon knows you need to already be elite to do what he was doing in the first place. The people that can learn from him, it's like four niggas in the league, like Kobe, LeBron, Paul Pierce, because he got that old man game already. But it's not a lot of people that can learn the shit that he does, because like, you gotta be so smart and know your body so well. He used to feel like he was cheating the way he would hit shots on niggas.
I feel like Powell should be able to do that.
Powell ain't got the feet like that, man.
He should be able to.
Nah, his feet not fat. Like, Hakeem was 6'10", and his footwork was just such a high level.
No, it was. It was great.
Yeah, and like, Powell ain't got the feet quickness to do it. Hakeem would shoot and score before you could even run out there sometimes.
It's my move on the post.
Yeah. Hakeem he a beast, dog. Like, and that's before you get to the next level moves that he said he was teaching Dwight, which I haven't seen.
The up and under? I can't do the up and under. But
it's next level. You gotta be like an elite motherfucker to be able to do that. Spin up and under. That shit, man.
But I can turn and shoot the ball before you even realize I missed it.
Yeah, that was half of it.
I got that down packed. But that,
that next level where he just hit you with that pump fake and your ass go sailing by, and he be like, now I'm just going to lay it up.
But this confirms what we talked about a few weeks ago, is Dwight had already reached his plateau.
Right.
And it's sad.
It is.
And it's sad for that Houston boy that wanted Dwight to come, though.
Amari Stoudemire bathes in red wine. All right, Knicks. Ball's in your court. No.
Phil, you fixing this?
Right.
The Zen Master on it? You own it?
Yeah, you gonna You gonna tweet him about this?
You own it, Zen Master?
Babes and red wine, man. Really? First of all, how much? What's the brand? How much it costs? Because if it's just like $4.99 red wine or like that $2 Chuck, I don't think this count.
Is he such a drunk? He want to absorb the wine right through his body. It wasn't in his pores.
The part that I noticed in this selfie he took, you notice how his face and lips is all wet too. He been in the wine. At this, he been drinking the wine.
Drinking the wine that's been caressing his
body. He's like, your ass has been in the wine. Amari.
And you know Amari peed in the water. He looked like the type of dude that's going to pee in the water.
Ugh, no wonder your eyes are red, man. Put a shirt on. Disgust me.
This stuff I ain't into.
Yeah.
I don't condone this.
Paul George met his baby that he won full custody of. He finally met it for the first time. And he took a picture with it.
That baby a grown child. That baby starting high school next week.
Look at all that hair on that baby, man.
The first time he's seeing his baby, she's starting high school next week. Mm-hmm. She's trying to get ready for the prom.
Talking about, I want full custody. What's the baby's name, Paul? name the baby. His 5-month-old daughter Olivia, who he met for the first time Thursday. He's gunning for joint custody of the child. Oh, now he's going for joint. Before it was he wanted total.
Man, because
his wife, because the mom was a stripper, and he said that's reprehensible. I mean, I'll fuck her, but she can't raise these kids.
You know what happened? I'm gonna tell you what happened. She said, "Look, Paul," and she probably meant face to face when she did. She said, "Look, Paul. You know, we've been playing games for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to be nice because, you know, I did care about you and your money. But I got the screenshots of the texts. I got all the texts you sent me, mm-hmm. all the dick pics you sent me, all the pictures
you sent me. Everybody got the dick pics I sent you.
All the pictures with you in the funny outfits. I got all of them still. Do we really want to go down this road about who unfit right now?
Yes, we do. Everybody's seen my dick. And I'm rich. That's what he was thinking.
But not you with the outfits on.
He's like, yeah, I don't care. I send those out too. They just ain't leaked yet. I don't know if you know this. I'm stupid. And I said everything, anything on the internet. You know, this nigga was talking about some, I don't see nothing wrong with what Ray Rice did while fighting for custody of his child.
She said, okay then, boo boo, and scratched her head. Okay then, boo boo. I'll see you in court.
We'll see you in court then. You want me to bring her over so you can take care of her this weekend while I go get fucked? As we previously reported, George swore that he would do the right thing if a paternity test proved he was father of the child with a woman named Daniela.
That baby looks scared.
Yep. Now we learned that, by the way, that baby looked just like him. Now, I don't know if it's just because babies look like everybody, because they do look like everybody. But goddamn, that baby.
She got the same hairline and everything.
Nigga, the baby look, this your baby. It got the same eyes. Them the eyes that be like, that's what his eyes look like when LeBron be blowing his ass up in the fourth quarter. And he be like, man, I can't wait to go on vacation. But he is convinced he is the daddy. His attorney is currently in the process of hammering out a joint custody arrangement with the mom. The attorney tells TMZ, Paul has always wanted to accept responsibility to play a role in his daughter's life and wanted to make sure it was handled properly through the legal system. Man, you know, I think I'm just too much of a settled down type of dude. Cause like, I feel like if I had a baby with a stripper, then we just got to try to make it work. Like, everybody just got to know I'm the dude that got trapped by that stripper. Like, rather than just to be like, no, I want full custody, bitch, you stripping motherfucker. I hate you. I hate you. And then later on, it's like, so is that the mother of your child? Yes, that's the mother of my child. And she's a very upstanding, nice woman. And you should never disrespect her. Like, everybody knows you don't really respect that woman. Cause you don't put it out there. Everybody knows that you think your wife is a stripper and you want full custody.
She gonna see this later on when she grow up.
Yep, right. I would at least try. It seems like niggas don't even try. They be like, you pregnant? You stupid bitch! God, I hate you! Like, damn, did you give it a second to think about it? Nope. Anyway, that's your baby boy. That's all I'm saying. Get ready for half.
Hey, well, he got plenty of time with that broke leg to think about it.
Nigga talking about I want custody by tweeting like, what's wrong with what Ray Rice did?
Karma, man.
What's wrong is you won't be getting that custody. That's what's wrong.
Karma.
No judge.
He gotta go to a parenting class and all that stuff. It's in the Constitution.
That dude, Anthony Bosch, who was a Florida clinic owner who gave everybody HGH. He pleaded guilty today.
Of course he did.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL just not testing for it.
Yep. So earlier this month, he had his bail revoked because he tested positive for cocaine used twice. So he on them drugs too.
Ain't know about them drugs. He know about them pharmaceuticals.
He on them drugs and he sell them drugs, but he never gets high on his own supply.
Barry Bonds dude was a G.
Yeah,
Barry Bonds. His dude did time.
Yep, Tony Bosch, man. He was like, fuck it, YOLO. Le'Veon Bell said he definitely regrets getting pulled over for smoking weed on the way to the plane.
I thought you said y'all was Gucci.
He said it is a mistake that obviously I can't do it again. It's something I definitely regret doing, but I apologize to my teammates for it.
Yo, he ain't been running the same since he got caught with that marijuana either.
Yeah, he had that one good week, and then it's just kind of been downhill.
Yep.
Seemed like maybe he's running a little, like his reflex is a little slower. Maybe he's hungry.
He just needs a Snickers.
The Suns owner, Robert Sarver, I think that's how you pronounce it. Sarver called out the Spurs for phoning in the preseason game. Greg Popovich was like, nope, not starting my good people.
So he wanted them to play hard in preseason?
He said the Spurs starting five of last night against the Suns was Matt Bonner, Aaron Baines, Tony Parker, Danny Green, and Kyle Anderson. Tim Duncan, Tiago Splitter, Manu Ginobili, Kawhi Leonard, and Patty Mills all sat out. Greg Popovich didn't even show up to coach. You can do that? I didn't even know you could do that. Greg was like, man, this is some bullshit.
Hey, man, you thought Pop was good at trolling the court side interviews. But damn, he said, I ain't even taking a flight. I ain't even showing up to coach. I got things to do.
Yeah, man, y'all got it. Y'all play pickup. Yeah.
He got Pop out there recruiting and shit, man. He out there watching college players. He went on a recruiting trip to scout.
So the owner, they went into a timeout, and the owner took the mic so he could thank the crowd for coming out.
Suns fans, please welcome the managing partner of your Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver.
Hey, everybody, I want to thank you for coming out tonight. This is not the game you paid your hard-earned money to watch. I apologize for it.
Give them their money back.
And I want you to send me your tickets if you came tonight with a return envelope, and I got a gift for you on behalf of the Suns for showing up tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberts.
You can give him a T-shirt.
I don't know, but he is pissed.
Give him their money back.
Yeah. He going to give him something. Who knows what? Maybe more tickets? I don't know. He's like, sorry, y'all didn't get to see no star players.
Like the Spurs. We know you come to see our team.
Yeah.
You came to see the Spurs. And that's what he's saying, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying nobody came to see our team.
Well, their team is actually pretty good. I think he was just saying, fuck Greg Popovich for this bullshit. You know, as an owner of a team, people spend money and you going to fucking wait till it's my turn and fuck me, huh?
Was he mad at Pop or mad at the other
owner? He was mad at Pop.
But he should be mad at the owner for allowing it.
But you know Pop called the shots, man. You know he called the shots. He's probably mad at both of them. The NBA owners could split $1 billion if they can force the Milwaukee Bucks to move to Seattle. By the way, Seattle Bucks doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, they gone. Sorry, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
But you think they going to turn down that free money?
And you know Jason Kidd going to be the one behind getting it moved.
He probably the one behind it now.
Yeah.
He probably was in the owner's box like, man, you know it's money to be made by moving this team. You know that, right?
Dominique Riola promised a significant contribution to the University of Wisconsin band last year.
Wow.
As part of an apology for verbally berating members at Lambeau Field. The band director said they still haven't gotten a dime. He's a Detroit Lions player. They still waiting on that check.
I don't think they're going to get it.
Yep. He hasn't received a dime from Dominique Riola, the center who pledged to make a significant contribution. I guess I did expect it for a while, but as the days went by, expectations grew less. Fouls are concerned, it's a done deal. I think from the very beginning, our approach has been that this was an incident that happened, and we're moving on, and we have since moved on.
It's been days.
It's been like a year. So.
Yeah, you ain't getting that check.
Yep.
Oh, but he never said when you would get the contribution. He could have meant when he retired.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, during pregame warm-ups, he lashed out at band members with obscene and homophobic language. They were highly intimidated by the 295-pound lineman.
I don't blame him.
Yep.
First smart thing they said all day.
Mm-hmm. So, yep.
I don't think I would have been out there long enough for him to be arguing me.
Oh, me neither. You wouldn't have to worry about me. It ain't that important. That lawsuit against Jerry Jones is dismissed. So, looks like he wins again.
He settled out of court.
I don't know, but it was dismissed.
I'm sure he took care of the victim.
Yeah. Oh, and the dude, that Burford dude, got fined $25,000. Didn't miss any games. So that's still kind of bullshit, in my opinion. There was big news. Okay, there's two things. The NBA is trying out a 44-minute game in the preseason. I don't like that. Just keep it 48.
I agree.
You know, if you want to do something to make the games faster, you can take less than 37 timeouts. But
take away the TV timeouts.
Yeah, personally, I don't feel that they're going to do that because that's how you get commercials.
Yep.
So I feel like people are trying to tweak this game for no reason. Nothing's wrong with the NBA. LeBron was saying they need to play 66 games. Yeah, okay, you willing to take 20% less paycheck? Everybody else?
See, I feel like he okay doing it because he getting his money.
Right, is everybody else is what the next sentence I said.
Nope.
And I don't even know that he's okay, because he said some shit about wanting the most money ever last week. So is he really okay? Because you can't be saying I want the most money ever, because you know that the revenue deal with TV depends on the fact that they expect y'all to play 82 fucking games.
Hey, man, you think LeBron back at home Cleveland smoking something now? Like he around the wrong people now? He back at home.
He got too much power. It's going to his head now. He just sitting around making up shit to talk about. You know what else? I think we should play with footballs instead of basketball. I'm LeBron James, and I support this message. Michael Jordan came out and said, nigga, I'm an owner now. Shut the fuck up. Y'all better play all 82 of these games. I need the money. And he tried to say they was kind of soft as shit. But he's like, but really, LeBron's already played almost as many games as Michael Jordan has his entire career. So Jordan didn't really get to call anybody soft. Plus, he didn't get no break in the middle. To play baseball.
Yep.
You know, so, I don't know, man. I feel like, I just think LeBron and them need, like, I just think they're not thinking this through. Cause the TV revenue is generated by the fact y'all have so many games. So, I don't think TV stations would pay for less games.
See, ain't nobody told LeBron to be playing all them minutes. Well, Paul Silas tried to sit your ass down early in your career and tell you, listen, pace yourself. We should be able to win this game without you playing the entire game. And if we can't, we doing something wrong.
Also, I don't want to hear shit when y'all know if I can start coming up short for the Hall of Fame because y'all ain't get the records. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, who averaged this many points for the season? Well, it's an asterisk because it was only 66 games and not 82, like Jordan did it, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. 82 is fine with me. I don't know why they, you know, tripping over that shit. Let's see. Yeah, and the 44-minute game is stupid, too. I don't know what's wrong with people.
I'm shocked they didn't try to make it longer.
Me, too. Kaepernick got fined for saying the N-word, but now they took half the fine away, and they say he was using general profanity. Huh?
So you can't curse on the field? I thought you could curse.
Yeah, I don't get it. Did they find, how they find that tight end for Denver yet? Because he scored a touchdown in the camera, and did you hear when he scored that touchdown and they picked it up on camera?
But
and
Thomas,
the mic was like...
Thomas is the tight end.
Yeah, Julius Thomas, the mic was like, it's so easy. It's so fucking easy. Like right into the mic, dude. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, he ain't get fined.
Don't think you can say that.
He on America's team now.
Yeah. Like, I was like,
because Denver the new America's team, so.
Yeah.
He's not getting fired.
Why do people care about that? What's America's team and what's not?
Well, the same
isn't that weird?
The same people that was chanting USA at their baseball game.
Right, yeah. It's so weird.
Those people care.
I would never vote in a poll like that. Hey, can you vote for America's team? Did they get to run the country?
America's team is a pimp named Slipback, and we got a fucking awesome squad.
Are they going to pass some legislation? Because this seemed like a pointless vote. They took the fucking out. Oh, I heard it. Yeah, it's so fucking easy. By the way, nothing has ever made me want to play on my fantasy team worse than that.
I know, man.
I was like, why can't he be on my team?
It's like, almost like I picked the wrong Thomas.
Right. Oh, I want him now. Just so I can be like, it's so fucking easy on my name for my team. But yeah, they reduced his fine by half because he's half black. That's really all it was. Kaepernick gets to cuss as long. He can say nigga halfway. Swaggy P, he got caught up in some beef between his girlfriend and Snoop Dogg. And he went on Twitter. Was it Twitter or Instagram? Instagram, and responded to it. Hey man, sometimes you just gotta take one for the team.
He should have acted like he ain't heard it.
I'm not mad at him. I think this is what you gotta do. Like, people was like, oh, he gonna defend that white bitch. It's his girlfriend. What he gonna, he gonna just sip the tea like Kermit and look away?
He should have acted like he ain't heard it because it didn't produce any results.
Yeah. I mean, Snoop was killing his girl too.
he was calling
her all kinds of names. Did you see any of that?
I saw the first thing he tweeted, like a picture of.
Nah, it got worse. He said, where is Iggy? Nowhere in sight. At real Nicki Minaj. Fuck the fake. And non-writers, yeah, that means you again, bitch. Go Nicki, go ho, Iggy ho, sweet dreams, cunt.
You know what's crazy is, I was like, Snoop don't even put out good music anymore.
He hasn't in so long.
Why is he hating on somebody else who is putting
out? He was just Snoop lying. What happened? He put out one more Iggy sucking dick or some shit, and another one. One, okay, last one, I'm gonna leave the bitch alone, ha ha ha, so say Todd, picture of him, her, superimposed with the Wayans brothers and white chicks. It's a cold world, man. Last one,
so
until
disrespectful, and he got daughters too, man, he should know better.
It's weird, people gave him a pass too. I don't know, people don't like Iggy, because he got a fucking pass on that one.
I don't have no problems with
it. Like, all the black feminists that be speaking out about misogyny and some of the shit in hip-hop and all, that was like, not for this bitch. I don't blame him, but still.
Now, I don't like the tone of her voice, but as far as her rapping and stuff like that, she making entertaining music, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, she fake as fuck, but I don't care, because I don't put that much stock into any
I mean, unless
any rappers.
Unless y'all hear lip-syncing, she making
judgment. Even if she was lip-syncing, I wouldn't care that much. I just don't care. Like, it's hard to pretend to care. You know what I mean? Like, it will be more work for me to pretend to care than to just admit the truth, which is I don't give a fuck. I don't listen to any of her music. When I've heard it, I've always been like, damn, sound like she's trying to act like a black person.
Yep.
Nick Young tweeted, these old heads turning into suckers. So, you know.
That was a pretty good response from Nick Young.
Mm-hmm.
But he shouldn't have responded. That's out of his character. The character, when I think of Nick Young, I think of a fun, happy dude that...
He said, I'm so West Coast.
Like, when he's... Like, if something happened, he'd just be like, ah, man, stop playing.
Ain't nobody worried about no Snoop lying. This dude just going... This dude just going through a midlife crisis. You go get convertible yet? OG out here losing it. So that was actually kind of low-key slander. He's about that Snoop line.
I know, that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Nick Young, he stay out of it, though, Nick.
You know he's struggling to tweet because one of his hands broke.
that's probably Iggy typing for his account.
Right. Tell him, Nick, that he's not a real OG.
I do it. Never mind. I do it. I type it.
Yeah.
I know your hand hurts.
Your hand hurts. What would you want me to tell him? You said.
Well, babe, I could just do voice to text. I mean, it's not hard.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell him I really respect the music that you've made over the years, and I'm a big fan. No, don't say that. I'll tell you what to say. You call him a fake-ass OG. Bitch, he a Crip. You know how I mean? Fucking, you going to get us killed. We live in L.A.
You know we live in L.A., don't you?
I'm not going to be able to go to the practice facility like this. Anyway.
You do know we like to actually hang out in the streets in L.A.
La, 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 la. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. Hey Kobe Bryant.
I feel like the show a little short today, man.
Really? Well, where we at? 3:08? That ain't normal.
I mean, I just feel like we
7:40.
Something we could talk about you racing down the hallway this morning.
Racing down the hallway? Oh, no, fuck that, but I will, there's a story. NASCAR fined Brian Keselowski $50,000 and Tony Stewart $25,000 on Tuesday for the role in a fracas after the race at Charlotte Motor Speedway over the weekend. I told you that nigga did it! He did it! He tried to kill that man on purpose. It's not even been fucking 3 months. You already back in altercations, Tony Stewart? You hothead motherfucker. What if you would have hurt somebody in the fracas and they would have ended up dying? Would you been innocent for that too? You didn't learn shit. You killer. You murderer.
Hey man, don't bring the fight to the line and the line won't bring the fight to you.
Dude. But you supposed to play low key at least for like a good 6 months to a year, right?
Do you think he landed out taking any type of ass whoopings? Any type of disrespect?
Dude, he like, you know
what? Lucky it was a fracas and not him running him over too.
You know when he was holding Brad Keselowski real close, like when he was choking, he was like, I killed him on purpose. I kill you just like I did that boy the other day. Don't be the next Dread driver, motherfucker. The NASCAR said they care about the penalties are about maintaining a safe environment following the race.
Damn, they said it like it's weapons out there.
Right.
Like, you know, we just want a safe environment.
we just don't want Tony killing nobody else, man.
We want the community. We want people to feel like this is a welcoming community where,
but Tony won't kill them.
After the game, you know, people can sign autographs.
And Tony won't kill them.
But we can't have people running over drivers.
Well, we don't need any more deaths.
Yeah, we can't have people doing meth in the trailers.
Matt Kenseth and Denny Hamlin were not penalized for their roles in the post-race skirmishes.
Oh, they tried to jump them. Yeah. They tried to pay back for their boy. They tried to jump them.
We knew that the new chase format was likely going to raise the intensity level, and we want our drivers to continue to be themselves, except for Tony Stewart. We were like, for him to continue to be somebody else.
Please be somebody.
Please don't be you. However, the safety of our drivers, crew members, and officials and workers is paramount, and we will react when that safety could be compromised.
Where is your don't say to Tony Stewart? Go out there and kill him, dog.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna kill him on the track tonight? The secret. Oh, you murdering these motherfuckers, dog. In cold blood. The sequence of events.
But you a killer behind the wheel,
yeah,
dog.
Man. Hey, man. I'm going to tell you right now, dog. You deadly. You are a deadly, deadly motherfucker.
Hey, that is a deadly weapon. You and that car. Y'all.
Speed kills and you do too.
Hey, don't nobody stand a chance with you on the track.
Yeah, you do shake and break. Shake and break. The sequence of events began on a cool down lap when Hamlin admittedly brake checked Keselowski to show his displeasure with how Keselowski raced him over the final two laps.
I guess cooler heads didn't prevail on the cool down.
Yeah, they didn't cool down at all. Keselowski then tried but failed to spin Hamlin. He then hit Kenseth's car as he, I thought y'all were professionals. He then hit Kenseth's car as he traveled toward pit road in an act of retaliation.
They realize he's playing bumper cars at 200 miles per hour, man.
Keselowski said for Kenseth driving across the front of his car under caution with six laps remaining in the race. Keselowski inadvertently ran into the back of Stewart's car, and that's when shit really popped off. That's like in the scenes when they do this food fight in the cafeteria, and then they always pan to like, it hits somebody and it gets quiet, and the person turns around, it's like the bully. That's what I have with Tony Stewart. They hit him in the back of his car. He wasn't even involved. He ran into the back of Stewart's car as the entire field headed toward pit road. Stewart responded by backing his car up into Keselowski's car. Keselowski then Why would he do this? He was in his car. Come on, man. What happened the last time you retaliated in your car, man?
They stupid, man.
God.
I blame them. Why are you fucking with this man? Let him get home and then say all the shit that you want to say to the other people.
Yeah.
Because if he anywhere near the vicinity, you don't know how he going to take it. You don't know who he friends with. If he got any friends left. Mm-hmm. If he hadn't killed them all. Has anybody seen his wife lately? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you can't kill on the track, who do you kill? The ones you love.
Right. Him and Black Thought from The Roots. They kill people on the track. So, yeah, he drove into the back. He backed his car up into him. Let's see. Stewart responded back his car. Yeah, Keselowski then drove around several stop cars and into the garage. When Hamlin followed in his car, the two drivers cut through an empty garage stall before coming to a stop, and Hamlin had to be restrained from confronting Keselowski. As Keselowski walked between two team haulers, Kenseth rushed in from behind and jumped him. The crew members quickly peeled Kenseth away, and he made it clear that he was upset Keselowski hit him with his seatbelt when his seatbelts were off and his window net was down. Keselowski could be heard in the video yelling, "You hit me under yellow."
Well, he's stupid. Anytime you're in a moving car, you kick your shit on.
Yeah,
stupid motherfucker.
You know what's really crazy too is they like these motherfuckers are all like 5'6".
Yep.
Like these niggas are small as shit.
And what's crazy is Stewart did was back up into somebody that hit him first, and he got a $25,000 fine.
Because they know what he is about. And what he is about is that life.
That fine is only going to infuriate him more. I bet you they're going to chip in to pay for his fine.
Stewart did not qualify for the chase for the Sprint Cup. His involvement, however brief, put the three-time champion back in the spotlight. He sat out three races. After a sprint car he was driving struck and killed. They always make it seem like the car killed the dude by itself. After the car lost control and couldn't take it anymore and killed that dude for no reason.
And Lightning McQueen has been removed from the race.
And Stewart begged his car to stop. He said, "No, don't do this." The car said, "Fuck you, Tony." But he would not. The grand jury decided he would not be charged in the death.
Lightning McQueen has a mind of its own. Stewart tries to control the car, but Lightning McQueen controls himself. Hey, but he didn't really, like, two of them dudes was out there trying to jump somebody else and no fine for them.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Because they was right. NASCAR justice, baby. All right, back to the Kobe news.
No baseball, you know, the championship coming up.
The number one thing for the Kobe news is this. Kobe is not motivated by that stupid ass. He's the ranking that they did for him and the Lakers. They rate him the 40th best player to be in the NBA. And he didn't change his avatar and shit. And I think that's because he learned that you can't be rewarding these trolls every time they say something bad about you by putting it in your avatar and Twitter description. Because that's what he used to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so good last year.
Yeah, I think he's off of that shit this year. He's like, "Man, I'm back to playing. I'm just trying to be good." He called the ranking silly and laughable last year. When they said that he was, what they rank him like? 25th or something?
Yep. He changed it to 12, 25.
Number
two. Yep.
Yeah. Because they had them ranked 12th in the Western Conference, and 25 was how good he was in the NBA. So he's not doing it this year.
I will say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
40 out of all them players, a dude coming back from his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, of course. Of course. They try to downplay the shit, but
he better than that.
Yeah. And there was something else that he did, and now I fucking lost it. Oh, let me see if I can find this story, dude. It was from my ex. Oh, that's where it was. All right, let me go. I got to go to my Gmail real quick. There was a player that used to play for the Lakers, and he wrote up about this time that he played Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant whooped his ass. But I got to wait till Firefox and let me open it up again. It's so funny, dog. Like, Kobe destroyed this nigga. And I'm like, you know, hey, Kobe don't give a fuck about you being on the team. Let's see. Might be in my trash now. Sorry about this, everybody. But we got to read this one. I saved it earlier, but for some reason it saved directly to the Yahoo page instead of, you know, instead of where it was supposed to go. Let's see. Was it this one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, former Lakers camp invitee recalls the time he was torn to bits by Kobe Bryant in practice. David Pick at Basketball Insiders said former swingman Tony Gaffney spent one training camp with the team in 2009, earning an invite after a strong summer league showing. The David Thorpe disciple was known as a defensive stopper utilizing 6'9 frame. Apparently, his short time spent with Kobe was memorable. The Lakers had just come off winning the NBA title, and the first guy Kobe sees in the gym is myself, Gaffney said. He said, who the hell is this? Former Lakers teammate Lamar Odom follow up by telling Gaffney, Kobe doesn't like motherfuckers like you.
That's so cold-blooded.
You don't even know him. Who the fuck is this? Who the hell is this?
And that's Lamar Odom saying it, though.
Yeah. From that point on, Gaffney had to carry Bryant's bags. But we had a unique relationship, he recalled. Yeah, like a pimp named Slipback in his hose. The odds of finding a rookie able to play say that Bryant took them under his wing are slim to none. Though for Bryant, a 9-time NBA All-Defensive First Team nominee, Gaffney's rep as a defensive stopper was seen as a challenger who must be faced. Roughly 1 week in the training camp, Bryant called Gaffney down to the Lakers training facilities in El Segundo. We're going to start playing one-on-one, Bryant told Gaffney, according to the report. I heard you're a defensive lockdown player, so lock me down. Obviously easier said than done, Gaffney said with a laugh. But for about 3 weeks in a row, I was forced to show up hours before practice to play one-on-one against Kobe. Bryant would invent various sets of rules where he could only dribble and score with his weak hand. Some days he could only score inside the paint. Others only from outside. Oh, and I never got to play offense, Gaffney said. So, basically, Bryant used this dude as his own personal practice tool.
He should have said thank you afterward.
Mm-hmm. Gaffney went on to relay that Bryant would typically show up at the Lakers practice facility at 6 in the morning, leaving to take his daughter to school as a break from personal practice 2 hours later, then return to shooting practice in the hours prior to the Lakers' 10:30 practice hour.
Damn.
That's coming off of a lofty championship run in 2009.
Did he get paid for all this? The dude?
I don't know. Probably not. Rookies typically have to carry the bags of veteran players, though apparently, sadly, that's still not the case in Los Angeles. So it's not uncommon for guys like Kobe to demand as much while putting him through the paces. Gaffney was a long shot to even make the team, but he nearly did, focusing on becoming a sort of long defensive stopper Los Angeles needed after dealing with lengthy Trevor Ariza for the squattier. Oh, after trading Trevor Ariza. But just because Gaffney wasn't allowed to get his shots up against Kobe in practice, it doesn't mean the games weren't beneficial to both. Bryant knew Gaffney had to focus on his best attribute if he wanted a chance of getting out of camp. The rookie did not make it out of camp, but not before Bryant helped out during his calls during a preseason party later that month. The Lakers had checked in at the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas where Gaffney had his rookie invitation party. I walked into a high-stakes room, but I didn't have any money. I then saw Kobe. He was watching some guys throw some money around before he turns to me and says, what are you doing here, Rook? Next thing I know, Kobe throws his black card on the table, hands me 10 stacks, $10,000. What I really wanted to do at the time was just put it in my pocket and run. Sure enough, an hour later, it was all gone. Damn, Kobe gave dude $10,000 just to gamble with because he used to bust his ass in practice every day. See, man, people don't talk about that side of Kobe, man. The rookie went on to play in Israel that year before signing with his hometown NBA team later in the season, the Boston Celtics, who didn't give him minutes, but he did make it to the finals against the Celtics, where much nicer Kobe Bryant hugged him and wished him well, only after calling him a traitor, of course. So there you go, man. That's this week in Kobe, this week in Mamba. Thanks, everybody, for your emails and all that stuff with the show. We appreciate y'all. Thanks for listening live. Those of y'all that made it all the way through the show. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Peace out.
Peace.